Hey, everybody.
Hey.
We're here.
We are back.
So I missed all of you, basically, over the last 2 days. If I could take just a second here at the start of the show to be
nope,
a little selfish.
You can't. Shut up.
Because apparently my internet provider did upgrades or something. I don't really know. It's all complicated. And they gave me like some smoke screen of what happened.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Basically, they upgraded.
Your internal combustion engine broke
yep.
a fuse. We
That's
needed
exactly
to
it.
Restart the router modem.
That's basically what they told me. But outside, like in a box.
Mm-hmm.
And the tech literally texted me when it was fixed and said, we had to put in a new plate. And then he showed me like the throughput of the line coming into here. However, as we're speaking, we're dropping some frames. Which wasn't happening literally until 5 minutes before we started talking. Like, the whole countdown and everything went fine.
That's what you get, man.
But, yeah.
Can't have good internet.
My message hasn't been sent because of Nightbot. Oh, no, that's AutoMod.
Don't make me titty tickle you.
There,
God,
you happy?
That hurts.
You happy?
I
don't know
do
what that is.
Things. Titty tickle.
Speak.
Tickle tickle.
That hurts. I liked it.
Ow. My nipple.
But anyway, what I'm trying to say here is, first of all, hello, everybody. I've missed you if you're here and you usually watch my stream. I haven't seen you in a couple of days. I missed you. And also, hopefully the frames get better because it's being a turd.
Yeah, it's turdy.
And I don't know why it's being a turd. So.
Reasons.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe I should have restarted my computer or something.
Internet.
Maybe I should have restarted my modem.
Dark magic.
I literally ran a test for 2 hours on my stream earlier, like, because you can do a bandwidth test, which basically means
skinny penis.
You stream to Twitch, but you're not live.
Mm-hmm.
But for all intents and purposes, you are. 2 hours, no drop frames. Now 21 minutes, 3,300, and 3,000 of those have been in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So hopefully it gets better.
That's a lot.
But hey, guys, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm
How
good.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Memes, 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 chat says.
Memes.
You know, speaking of memes, can we talk quickly about how Colby did not post any memes to the Twitter, even though he said he was going to on our last show?
You know, I found one, and then I didn't have to log in for our Twitter.
You don't know how to log into our Twitter.
I don't have the password. I could have asked you for it.
Yeah.
Like, several times.
It's a text message away.
But, yeah, didn't do that. I had one specifically for you, but it's on my desktop.
Oh, my God, dude. Well, that's rude. It's very rude.
Also, all the memes I like are very, very, not...
Stroking out, or...
Good for people.
What does that mean? Give me an example.
I have no
idea. A meme that's not good for people.
Yeah, they're just bad. I follow this Reddit.
Okay.
Dank memes.
Oh, yeah, dank memes. Yeah, those are bad memes.
They're terrible
yeah.
memes. They're like the worst.
They're like memes of memes.
Yeah.
It's like memeception.
Yeah, how do you make a worse meme than already memes are?
And yeah. There's a lot of inside jokes, too. Like, the emoji bee is all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you figured out what that means yet?
No.
I'll let you discover that one on your own. I don't want to ruin dank memes for you.
Yeah, I don't want it ruined.
I know, man.
Because
discovering the dankness of memes,
there's a lot of Hitler stuff in there, and
yep.
a lot of
yep.
racist stuff.
Uh-huh.
A lot of
that's what makes them dank. All right,
I guess I thought dank meant good, not horrible.
No, dank means dank.
Dank.
It's a dank meme, dude.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
I think it means exactly. Chat, back me up, dude. Dank memes, they're literally dank, and that's what they are, and it means dank.
I follow this one. It's called Meme Economy, I think.
Yeah, yeah, that's
say.
The stock market for memes.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's pretty awesome as
uh-huh.
well.
Yeah, you can literally
bet
see
on
when
these for a good,
yeah.
a good time. These are going up.
You can see when they jump the shark.
Mm-hmm.
Meme Economy knows, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
The whole Spooky Boys thing has been...
yeah, it's over now, though.
Yeah, it's freaking me out. I don't really get it.
That was for Halloween. It's gone now.
I know that.
Yeah.
I figured that.
Yeah.
I found that part out.
I put in
but
my...
the whole doot thing, I don't get
doot.
It. Doot and trumpet and... I don't get it.
I love it when you're like discovering memes for the first
yeah,
time.
I'm like finally.
I've never heard someone
the internet.
I've read doot 600 times.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard it said out loud, and that is fantastic.
Is that just the noise that you make when you pretend to make a trumpet
yeah,
noise?
Yeah, I believe that's the case.
Doot doot doot. Doot, doot, doot.
You just said it so matter of fact.
Doot,
doot.
Doot.
Doot. Everybody.
Meme terminology.
Yep.
But,
it's a meme dictionary out there.
Reddit's a fun place, man.
Yeah, man. I've been telling you that for months.
I never understood it, but now I figured it out.
It's not really that difficult.
It's really not.
It's
I don't know where my brain was at.
You just click.
You follow things.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to follow.
What other,
I think
what
that's
other
what confused
do
me.
You follow?
Funny, GIF GIFs.
You got to get rid of funny.
Nah.
That's like vanilla Reddit,
dude.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, that's like what grandmas would follow if they were on Reddit.
There's some funny stuff that comes off of funny. I laugh at it.
I mean, yeah, but most of them, the best ones, see, for things like that, like what I just call basic Reddit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see the best of funny on the front page every day. So, like, I don't need to see the bottom, like, front page of funny. Yeah. I need to see funny's front page, you know? You know what I mean?
I do.
Like, you're going to get 50 funnies on
funny.
I don't
get what the front page is. Is that the top?
It's basically the best of the best of Reddit.
Because exactly I go to popular.
Now, I go to all.
Where's all?
Okay, you hit the search symbol.
Okay.
And then go to all.
Oh,
I think popular
shoot.
Is like the tone down. All is like the unfiltered throw you into the fire of Reddit. That's like where 50% of it is naked chicks and the other 50% is dude.
Ah.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
That's where you go. You go to all.
That's my new favorite place.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I do is I usually look at my, like, feed. I look at, like, maybe the first 100 on my feed. You know, the best of the best go up there. And then I go to all. And then I get the best of funny, the best of gifs, and I don't actually have to follow those clogging up my personal feed.
Danny and a Reddit tutor.
That's yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, man. I'm here to teach you Reddit.
Fantastic.
Yeah, man.
Reddit. Huh?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Oh, God.
That's a thing. All right. Automod held this message for review. What do you think?
Pacific Rim Job?
Yeah.
It caught Rim Job? And was like... Matt.
He actually sent it twice. He wanted it to be read so badly.
Matt.
What if I do another one? Oh, he added an S to that one. I'm sorry, actually. He's actually very lucky because... No, go ahead and say it, official player. Nothing's off-limit on this show.
There's off-limit things.
No, Colby...
We banned
Colby
a dude
like,
for saying Hitler said nothing wrong.
Well, okay.
But Hitler
all
did
right.
nothing wrong. Sorry.
Yeah, but I feel like he believed it. That's why he got banned.
Okay.
Like, if you had a Kappa head afterward... Probably not gonna get mad. Probably not gonna get mad.
I gotcha.
Might slap my computer.
Yeah,
you know, but
my mother, I was over there, and then
who watches the show? Just for context,
and,
yes.
An emoji commercial came on, and I cursed it.
Wait, they have commercials
they have
for
commercial
animojis
now?
On the tube on the TV. Oh.
And she watched it, and I was like, God, they're stupid things. And she's like, What are those one things that are in the Twitch chat? That one beard guy with his beard face. I don't like that face. And I'm like, I have no idea.
She's
what
literally
are.
Talking about this one.
Yeah.
The LUL lol
That's
emote.
Funny. Yeah, I don't know. I don't mm-hmm. know what Twitch. I don't know.
I mean, you could just mouse over any of them if you need. Like,
I didn't
see
know
Kappa
that.
Pride. Like this is the cat Kappa. You know, you got.
I don't know what Kappa means or what that is supposed to symbolize.
It's Kappa. I think at its most basic, basically. Denotes sarcasm, but it can also mean other things.
Sorry,
what are you laughing at? I didn't see it.
Oh, it's not something to laugh at, but it's pretty funny.
see, you won't get banned for that. Cause see, Colby immediately laughed. Like, see, Automod caught it because it's messed up.
A piñata.
But then, that's what got you the piñata.
Yes.
See. That's why it's allowed. Now, in my
oh,
chat,
man.
I mean, you wouldn't get banned because I know you, but, like, generally I would say no.
Sorry.
But Colby
It's not
is
something
like,
to laugh at, but
no,
damn, piñata.
He is going to updute that forever.
Uh-huh.
Yep, he loves it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, he loves it. Should we start the show at some point, or...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, we could do that.
We could start the show.
I mean, we could do that.
And actually talk. I mean, we're done talking about Reddit. I feel also, I think we should do something. So let me ask you this. Should we do this before or after the intro? All right, because we've always been of the mind that everything before the intro doesn't count as show.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't on the record, you
right.
know? Like, you can't take anything that happens before the intro as part of the show. All right, so we can do
uh-huh.
our less good quality right up front.
Right.
Okay, at some point I want to go and read our YouTube comments... Because people comment on our videos every week, and we don't acknowledge them at all. And I feel really bad because some of our biggest fans, like Jessica and Taylor, like Jessica the other day left the Book of Matthew as a comment. And like, I read them all. Personally, I read them all. But yeah. We never comment on them.
Why not, man? You comment on that one asshole who was like, Death Star, Star Killer Base, they're... What are you saying? They're not the same?
I don't think I did.
You did.
Yeah, I did. I did. Yeah, that's a weird psychology thing that, like, I responded to the people who trolled us, but not to our fans.
Right, you shut them up in their assholes.
Yeah, exactly.
But, let's read them right now before the show.
Oh, you want to do it before the show? Okay.
Before. That would probably be best.
YouTube.com.
No, it's all technically the show.
Nope, that's not.
Dude, you can't admit it,
otherwise it becomes a thing that doesn't exist anymore.
It exists anyways.
All right, so let's just go here. She said, let's be friends, but it's okay. I got 15 other cousins. That was, see, now all of your offensive stuff is less offensive.
Yeah, I think because you blew the load too early.
Yeah, man.
With the really, really racy
one. Oh, God, that's so funny. Let's see here. We go to community, and then we can click comments. Okay. Let's see here. In fact, you know, it's the only the same, like, three people who ever, like, actually reply to our stuff here. Oh, so yeah. How far back do you want to go? Like, 2 weeks ago? Like, T-Sax Movie Club, let's do it. Also, how about our liquor tasting episode? You want to respond to that?
I don't like liquor. Or else I would.
Okay, so there you go. Cowboy Bebop is amazing. My personal favorites are Bleach and Persona 4. Great stories.
Don't watch anime.
Thumbs down for no Colby rap. Just kidding. Still gave a thumbs up, but I require a rap.
Here's to all the haters that just don't get why. I get to be a creator and stack my bills high. It's like you're fucking jealous, bitch. Jealous of my come-ups, bitch. You and your pussy crew. You ain't got shit on me.
That's it.
Except for these great shit I do, bitch. Come through, follow through.
And then the
co-host. You ain't talk about my fashion sense.
That's it, okay.
You ain't I
got
lost it.
Something about come-ups? Or is that
I don't know. I lost it.
There's his rap, okay? What's worse than a pit of dead babies, one baby in the middle who has to eat its way out? I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Looking at cancer. This, yeah, right here.
Hi.
Let's see. He was banned, or Free Boxhead Man, he was banned for being just a fat shirtless man on Twitch. That's when I don't understand the content. I'm assuming we were talking about taking off our shirts getting banned.
Yeah, probably would be my guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that Seth and Colby show. Oh, this is last week. This is the last episode. Oh my God, that Seth and Colby show flashback. So many memories. Also made me realize I've literally been watching since T-Sabs.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Damn.
That's a long time.
Damn.
That's a long time.
It's like 12 years.
And then old duo with two hearts, the bright window is triggering. Oh, should we not? Maybe I should close the window during the day.
Like, you're a saint.
I mean, I kind of like that I was angelic.
In light.
Like, that was the whole point, is that I'm an angel.
Yeah.
So.
It's not true by any standard.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Just saying. It should be fire, but.
Well, the sun is technically fire.
It doesn't look that way, though. Like, you should be on fire.
That's rude. You should burn me like I'm a witch.
I'm not saying you get hurt from it.
I should just be in painless, unhurting fire.
Yeah, mm-hmm, right.
I think that's literally the definition of an angel.
No.
Yeah, because remember, like, Daniel
that's
and the Lion's Den, man?
Don't refer to the Bible in this.
Well, that's where angels come from,
that's
man.
That's not where they come from.
Where do they come
They're
from?
They're made up.
So I could say something about the Bible right now that would get me kicked out of every church.
What?
I mean, if angels are made up and they come from the Bible.
Yeah.
Bible's made up.
Yeah.
But you defended the Bible by saying don't bring in the Bible.
It's because it's made up. it's an alternative fact.
Surprise sex is the best thing to wake up to unless you're in prison. I mean, it depends on your
sexual preference.
Yeah.
Also, if you
and
like
how desperate
rape.
You are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think anyone likes rape, but. You could
I mean, it's not rape if you like it.
Right, that's what
probably,
I mean.
Probably,
yeah.
But,
yeah. Okay, well, should we start the show?
Sex, rape.
I feel like if we mentioned rape in the first 15 minutes, we should probably start the show.
Let's
that way we see,
topic.
You still want this to be on the record as the show?
No.
That's what I thought. See? Now we're going to go on the record, so end of the rape talk.
I like it.
Wait, how many Mexicans does it take to change a light bulb?
Trace.
One.
That one got you, man.
That one got me. I liked that one.
I was going to say Uno, but that wouldn't make any sense.
No, Juan's way better.
Juan got it.
All right, let's start the stupid show.
Yep.
Who are Seth and Colby?
Idiots!
So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing on this fine evening when I turn my face back on the camera?
Yeah.
You jamming out, dude? This is actually in studio the first time we ever have heard the intro while we record the show. Like, all of the hype and everything and, like, us matching up the music is literally done from memory every time. It's the first time we actually get to hear our... Literally, in 35 episodes, the first time we've ever heard our intro while we introduce the show.
Too distracting.
Which also means that
just makes me
we know like
get down
when it's super loud and stuff too. So
yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. But welcome guys. Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. It is episode number 35 live on October 2nd.
Kevin Durant.
November 2nd, not October. It's November.
It is.
I literally looked at the date and said October because I'm stupid like that.
October, I don't know about you. October has been the longest month of this entire
year. Dude, it was a long month.
This whole year blew
That's because
by,
we're looking forward to everything
October.
That the end of the year brings.
It just, oh,
the
God.
Cool weather.
And the next year
the
to get presents, this life over with.
Yeah, the passing of time getting closer and closer to sweet, sweet death every month.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're wanting. So, guys, thanks for watching. We are live twice a week. On Thursdays at 7 p.m. this episode, and Sundays at 2 p.m. all Central Time. So come check us out at twitch.tv/SethandColby. Drop us a follow there. It'd mean the world to us. Even if you can't come and watch live, a follow is very helpful. Also, if you can't watch live, if you're one of those people, there are a few of you, and you leave comments, go to youtube.com/SethandColby. That's where you can get the video on demand. And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter all week long, where Colby will post dank memes. Twitter.com/SethandColby. And I think the most important thing you can do during the show is donate to us. So Colby, literally,
donate.
Literally, Colby was disappointed that the show was going to happen. He was really hoping that my internet would not be fixed because he wanted to get his hair cut.
I need a haircut, guys. It's true.
That's not a joke. So donating to the show ensures Colby will actually show up for the show. Otherwise, you just get the Seth show and it's just me here laughing at your jokes. Which you can get, really, there's no reason for that to happen. That's not a thing anyone should want. So,
pointless!
Exclamation point foghorn in chat, or exclamation point donate in chat. Click the link, give us some money, loud foghorn goes off, interrupts the show, scares me. There's a possibility you will kill me with the loud foghorn, because it is so loud, and it terrifies me. And we will stop whatever we're doing, read your name and message, and thank you vigorously, and then dream about you in bed that night. Maybe the whole week we might dream of you
all
in bed.
The time.
But yeah, so thank you guys for listening. We can go ahead and fade out this intro music.
Thank God, it's distracting me.
All right, now it's gone. There you go, man.
That was pretty good. I built up.
That was good, dude. I'm very proud of you for having skills.
My dance moves,
I'm
man.
Very
They're
proud of
so
you for having
sick.
Skills.
They're
I know.
So sick.
Can we talk about the fact that it is November?
Yeah, that's crazy, right? This whole Trump year is just...
All right, let's segue real quick. We usually don't talk politics, especially right at the front of the show. But this is really depressing, and I need to talk to my best friend about it.
Oh, buddy.
All right. Right here. Nope. That's also depressing, but that's not what I wanted. Every time you click this, you have to pause it. Right here. Okay. The reminiscence bump. While America's greatest year was probably when you were young, we all tend to recall more memories from our youth than other times in our life, and recent work suggests this reminiscence bump might help explain one of Trump's much-loved slogans. So, essentially what this is saying, because we're not going to read this giant article.
People are nostalgic.
Essentially, what this article says, and they quote scientific research and studies and all that, is that every person, no matter what their age, like 30 to 80, don't matter.
Right.
You always look back at your formidable years, your zeros through your 30s, and go, that was the best time in America. That was the best time to be an American.
Not personally for you, though.
Right, because you look back and you reminisce on how great it was, and... That's how it is. So the current situation, psychologically, is always worse than it was.
Right.
Because that's the human condition, apparently. Yeah. So let me ask you this. This is where it gets depressing, okay? All right? We're no fan of Trump. We make no bones about that. We have hour-long segments about how much we're worried that we're going to die in a nuclear holocaust if the global warming doesn't kill us first.
Right.
Okay? If this is our formidable years... Okay? Uh-huh. Because to be honest with you, politics before we're 18 don't apply.
Yes.
So you were really have only experienced like what? One term of Obama and this year of Trump. Really that's what's impacted your life.
Yeah, I just got into high school Obama's first term.
Right.
So I didn't vote then, but I mean because
did you
of
care
you,
then?
I cared.
Okay.
Before that, I was hardcore Republican. I made fun of the Democrat, the one Democrat in my grade school.
Okay.
They were like, you voted for Gore!
although still, valid criticism, because that is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, I voted for Bush in my...
Please impact me in the head.
Third grade
big media.
Election. Some crap. No, it would have been second grade.
Okay.
2000, but... Yeah, so first term Obama, I kind of knew what was happening
right.
because of you. And then second term, I think I could. I think I just turned 18.
And see,
so I
for
could
me,
vote, but I didn't.
It's second term Bush is probably like your first term Obama. Like, I
right.
vaguely remember it, but I didn't really care
because
there's nothing I can do. So Obama was my first president I really remember.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But I don't honestly, I don't know about you, but I don't look back and go, wow, those were great times. Like, I remember getting laid off from Cessna because of a massive recession and not having work, and then I remember getting divorced, and I remember moving away from my family for 6 years. That's what I remember,
yeah.
All right? So here's where it gets depressing. 20 years from now, according to this study, I'm going to look back at now and go, wow, these times were great.
Mm-hmm.
So 20 years from now, how bad is it going to be?
Dude, idiocracy. We're moving there.
Like, that's my point.
Terry Crews
like,
is going to be our president and, like, shooting a
But see, we say that. We say that as a joke. Okay, and let's say it's not a joke. Let's say The Rock becomes our president.
Right.
Isn't that better than Cheeto?
Yes.
So how can... So what's going to be worse? That's what I'm scared of.
I don't know.
That's what I'm scared of.
You know, as
like
a society,
any person in our chat, I would rather have president right now.
All the future movies and crap like that have always been like, oh, it's going to be better, but there's going to be human problems.
Right.
Like,
humanity's jumped the shark,
scale.
Right? Like, it's
like
all
the lower
downhill.
End poverty people are going to be in a worse time because you're fighting for space and stuff like that.
Yes.
But, I mean...
You know that's us, though, right? Like, we're the poverty.
Nah, I got millions of dollars.
No, okay, I would like a loan.
No.
And by loan, I mean give me money that I'm never going to pay back to you.
Present tense after these people give me $1 million. But, yeah.
No pressure, chat.
No pressure.
Donate $1 million. Didn't we say that we wanted...
1.5 million is like, give me a couple years.
And what did we say we would do? Anything, right?
Shirtless makeout, I believe, is agreed to.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I'd do that for $10, honestly, at this point.
We wouldn't even have a world anymore. I mean, that's better than...
I mean, that's what we're saying. Like, that might be the problem. Like, if science is now showing us that this is going to be the best period of our lives...
Yeah.
like 40 years from now.
No, it's the whole nostalgia bit. Because, like, I mean, I'm experiencing that now. I'm like, my teens were a whole lot better than my 20s.
But that has nothing to do with that. That has nothing to do with politics. Like, mm-hmm. I agree. This whole study is about looking back at politics, and politically,
it's
it was better.
Generalized, everyone liked the time better when they were younger.
No, this is very specific
older.
About politics.
Okay, well, Mr.
you would not want me
read.
As a president. We wouldn't even have a world anymore. Okay. I vote for you based on that standard.
Yep.
End it all. You have my vote. Wouldn't even you make Red Hat say end it all? Who cares?
Comet 2020, man. Comet 2020.
Comet 2020.
But
of course, 2016. Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. I just thought that. And you know what's really weirded me out lately?
Hmm.
Okay. I am. Look at me, chat. I am. Why is my head? Look at me, chat.
I don't know.
I am an obese 30-year-old. All right. I just want you guys to know that. I know it comes as a shock, but I want you to know that. Okay? Here's the thing. As an obese 30-year-old that has diabetes running rampant through half of his family, okay?
Yeah.
Like, realistically, All right, we joke about me dying at 40, which, by the way, may not be a joke, but how old do you think I'll live to? Just take a guess.
110.
You are a big fat liar.
It's always the people that you never expect
me to die. So I won't. I'd find your house and bomb it and send a SWAT team after you. In that order, though, because the SWAT team seems like you're going to waste time.
You should send a coroner or you know.
Or nobody.
Grave digger.
Bomb me. I'm ash. I mean, a duster.
Peasants
a
to
duster.
Weep
okay.
over our dead bodies.
Anyway, back to what I was saying.
Okay? Yes.
Let's say I make it. Let's say I'm lucky and I make it to 70.
Okay.
Which sounds ridiculous saying it out loud. Me, 70.
It's 40 years from now,
can
man.
Can you believe that? 70?
40 years
Here's
from
what's
now?
Weird, okay? Because it's honestly ridiculous that I will make it to 70. Okay? And let's just even up the ante. Let's say 80.
Oh, shit.
Like, do you think I'll make it to 80? Be honest.
Dude, 50 years sounds like way too long a time to live for anybody.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
I always said I'm dying at 50.
So here's the thing. I'm 30, all right? Half of my life, let's just double it, 60. Every year that passes is a higher probability that I have lived half my life, because at 31, that's 62.
Yep.
At 32, that's 64. At 33, that's 66. At 34, that's 68. At 35, that's 70. If I make it to 40, I've definitely lived half my life. Like, one of these years, I'm going to have lived half of my life. It's half over!
Yeah.
Like, you know how sad I am when I'm halfway through Interstellar? Like, I'm halfway through my life right now, dude.
It was closer to that sweet, sweet end, man.
You're 109, bomb the F out of you, drop 3 nuclears on your house. Dude, you won't. You won't. You won't.
You won't do it.
You won't do it. But anyway, I've just been thinking about that Liar. Lately.
Yeah, man, that's a depressing thought to think
uh-huh.
about.
Because, like, you take, I think there's a little bit of humor
that
in that we're not going to look.
Full
like, I don't really think... That the world, I do think there's a possibility that the world may end in nuclear winter or global warming may kill us all in my lifetime. It's probably not going to happen, though. In reality, it's probably not. But it is a distinct reality that over the next 6 years,
plague.
I will probably have a contagion of some kind.
Yeah, I'm saying nuclear, the leaders don't even give a shit, and one person sends it off, then everybody sends it off.
We just need to do like a
or
special doomsday episode sometime.
Yeah, there's a garage chemist that invents the zombie virus,
yep.
and we're all going out.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going out.
Yeah, my old place of residence of Manhattan, Kansas, there was, it's like the world headquarters for zombie outbreak, because they're building like a bio research.
Built. Oh no! The CDC.
Well, they're building it. Yeah. And it's like they're gonna harvest every disease.
I was gonna say there is a luxury bomb shelter in Kansas somewhere.
It's Manhattan because it's over all this. Like I literally would see people in F-150s with like decked out in zombie protective gear because these people literally think that a zombie outbreak will happen.
I mean, I don't know about zombie.
No, I don't feel zombie.
But,
I feel like you're just going to drop dead and that's going to be the end of the world.
Yeah. Flu virus. Yep. Yeah, you're going out.
But, I mean, all jokes aside, I do look and I go, wow, my life could seriously be half over.
Yeah, I mean, eventually we
and you're,
all
you're only like
get
five
to way, that
you're only like 5
point.
Years away from that yourself, man.
I know. I got to make these 5 years count, man. Because once it's downhill, it's downhill.
Right. It's like it's over
and
now.
And then you're
you know?
Just like, why even attempt?
Yeah.
Thing.
this chat saying, bomb shelter, oh, you better be going there when I'm older. Halfway through your life, PogChamp. Yeah, man. It's weird to think about. It really is. Like, because 30 isn't that old in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
But, like, because of math and because of my lifestyle of cheese and buffalo wings, like, it might be half over.
Yeah.
Like, how do people normally cope with that?
Because
the ways I would cope would actually like half of my – if right. I coped the way I wanted to, my half-life would have been at 20,
mm-hmm.
not 30.
Yeah, that really doesn't make any sense, does
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
We need some very strong antidepressants.
That might be it.
Like the opposite of depressant.
But I don't know if you know this, but I'm a Twitch streamer, so I don't have insurance. So there's a problem.
Twitch doesn't offer Obamacare.
Well, I mean, I could go get Obamacare, but I would need a few more people to donate. I need that $1.5 million donation.
Maybe like 2-3 months more, but then Trump's going to come in.
Right.
And just,
well, and I was on Obamacare for a while, and it was like $200 a month. So
this is getting too expensive. That's what the show is.
That's what we
man.
Do, man.
That's what the show is.
You're not going to get this anywhere else. This is only.
Hey, moving on from depressing stuff.
Quick, something. I'm not even halfway through my life. I'm in high school, feels bad, man. Well, you know what, official player? You don't know that. You could die at 25. You might be a lucky one.
Possibility's real, man.
I just really hate math. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's like halfway through my life at 20, I die at 40. Mm-hmm. Probably not going to happen. All right, halfway through my life at 30, now I'm 60. It's probably going to happen. It's not fair, dude. It's not fair. Quick, someone make a dude, dick joke.
People
Colby's
are living
small.
Till like 100 nowadays, man.
And people,
like
not
on
me.
On the average.
Not me, though.
On the average.
You hear all these
though.
Old ladies, a secret to long life is drinking coffee. It's like your secret to long life is a fact you've been retired
no,
since 50, lady.
We read a story not too long. Or no, I watched it on
What's
YouTube.
What's up, the Muzzy? The Moose? One of those.
The Muzzy.
The Muzz. Don't even make one.
Some 109-year-old lady was like, my secret Rude. To life was drinking 3 Dr. Peppers a day.
Right, but that's not really her secret to life. Her secret to life is the fact that she has a credit score above 700, and she probably has people in her life who care about her. I mean, really, right?
Maybe. Maybe not.
You think I make it to 104, anyone's going to come interview me?
You'll
be like,
you
oh, Jabba the Hutt's dead in his palace. Let's go interview him real quick.
You don't need a whole bunch of medical expenses. You're good. You're good.
All right. We'll change subject.
I was going to say, you got a Lion King story on here?
I do.
Do you?
Why? How did you know that?
I saw it on YouTube. It looks pretty awesome.
I'm talking about this
yeah.
right here, dude. The voice cast for Jon Favreau's live-action Lion
Looks
King.
Looks amazing.
Dude, look at this stuff, all right? Donald Glover as Simba, all right? They got Beyonce. Beyonce, man.
I mean, give it... Oh, wait, no, Nala, that's his love interest, right?
Right, that's the female
okay,
lead.
Yeah, so big part.
What I really have a question about is James Earl Jones right here is Mufasa. James Earl Jones was Mufasa in the cartoon.
Yeah.
So, like, they can't find anyone else that has a deep voice to play
Dude,
Mufasa.
Why not use the same guy
well,
if he's
why
still
not?
Kicking?
Okay, so then why not
Just
use the same people?
Look at James Earl Jones.
Look at him, dude. He is regal.
The only time I ever think race should come into anything is literally medical, because races do tend to have different medical issues other
Where
than others.
What are you going with this, man?
But
I'm worried.
Diabetes affects African Americans a lot more
that
than
is true.
Statistically. And that motherfucker is how old?
Oh, at
You're
least...
good.
No.
You're good, man.
No, man.
You've got life.
It's at least
it's in the palm of your hands. You're not halfway. You're
it...
not halfway.
Is it bad that I'm 8:34?
I went to bed at 8:30 2 days ago.
You're asking me? And, like, I literally, during the show, a sleeping pill alarm went off for me so I could go to bed at 9:30. Yeah, like, no, it's not bad.
No.
He is, oh my God, James Earl Jones is 86 years old.
I mean, surprisingly, I was thinking 90-something.
But you know what? Again, credit score above 700, nationally loved. All right, that's the key to long life.
If James Earl Jones gets any sort of disease, there will be a GoFundMe immediately.
Exactly, like we're all going to save Darth Vader.
Yeah,
and Mufasa.
Oh, yeah,
everything else he's ever played. Okay,
okay,
well, a Geofor Scar.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be interesting because he's kind of soft spoken.
Yeah,
you know, like he's going to be kind of.
But
a
I've seen
Scar.
I've seen him get a little, you know,
what
that little fire in him.
Well, yeah. I've seen it too. Like in Children of Men, he gets fired up, you know. But still, he's like,
Scar's kind of soft spoken for the.
You're
most
right.
Part.
That's true. Who played him in the other one? Jeremy Irons. That's his name. He's kind of the same way.
Why do I know that?
Because he's a famous voice actor. He's known for playing Scar in The Lion King.
I don't know why I know that.
I don't know either. Do you guys live in the same house? We do not.
Oh, yeah.
Colby has his own home.
I sleep here without him knowing.
They should make Morgan Freeman play Scar. That would be too funny. You know what? The fact that Morgan Freeman isn't in this is kind of surprising.
I know. He should have been Rafiki.
Alfre Woodard. Now, her face looks very familiar, but I don't...
Sarabe.
I don't really know her. But Sarabe is Mufasa's wife. So I'm guessing these two probably aren't in the movie a lot. Now, John Oliver as Zazu. First of all, John Oliver, can he not get another headshot? Besides the one he took for his promo for Last Week Tonight, like
4 years ago?
Right.
Yeah.
Also, this guy looks very familiar. John Connie, or Canny. He looks very familiar. He's Rafiki. Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner as Pumbaa and Timon, respectively.
I don't think he can get better than that.
No, that's great casting right there. That's great casting. Like, because that has to live up to, like, Nathan Lane and, like...
Wait. For Seth Rogen's Pumbaa. That just sounds... It's going to be great.
Dude, it's going to be
Did you
fantastic.
See that trending video on Reddit, speaking of Reddit? Where it was a whole bunch of actresses, like, laughing, and they dubbed it with Seth Rogen's laugh.
Oh, I see. The women? I didn't watch it, but
I didn't
either,
but it looked funny as shit. The concept alone is good.
Colby has his own house. It is smaller than mine, but Colby doesn't have a girlfriend or a child.
It's an apartment. Let's be clear here. Yeah. It's an apartment.
But still,
not a house.
He doesn't need space.
Yeah, I would live in a small home if I could.
Yeah, he'd live in one of those ones put on a trailer.
People are saying that they're regretting, like millennials are regretting their small home buying decision, and I should have gotten a bigger space.
No! What do you mean? You don't want to be able to poop and put your legs on the bed at the same time? Are you serious?
Yeah,
and
you know, move
Wow, who would have thought,
your house
dude?
Around, man.
Who would have thought? And then, I don't know how Keegan-Michael Key gets, like, last billing. Like, I feel like he should be up higher than Florence Kasumba.
I don't know who Kamari is.
That's what I was about to say. I don't know who he's playing, so maybe that's why.
I'm assuming those are the three hyenas?
Could be.
And
no, because what happened to Ed? You remember Ed the hyena from The Lion King? He's the dumb one.
Yeah.
He's not even in the cast list. What's up with that, man?
Dude, I don't know who Azizi is, man. But Eric Andre, really?
Yeah, he's dating Rosario Dawson. That's all
man.
I know about him.
Dude, he's a crazy he's crazy.
Is he?
Yeah, he went to the RNC and got on stage with Alex Jones making fun of him.
Perfect.
In a crowd of Alex Jones fans.
Good for him.
And he could have gotten shot. But he did not.
But this cast is, as my brother would say, straight flame.
Straight flame lit, fire lit. Ooh.
This is good right here. So much space for activities, though, in a larger home. That is true. So much space. And Colby is a drummer. And he's probably put his nuts on his drums before. He's thinking about it. Yeah.
I think just for the fact to say that I did.
Yeah. Speaking of movies... I didn't watch this YouTube video before I pulled it up.
Oh, God.
But movies look completely different with visual effects remove, and this thumbnail got me. And maybe I got bamboozled by a YouTube thumbnail, but if there really are pink people inside styrofoam velociraptors for the
Lost Crocs World, on, man. Why does that guy
Crocs?
Have some fucking Crocs on?
Because they're green. Like,
and he's playing an old Croc?
Like,
is that it?
I just kind of want to see this.
In the olden days, what you'd see on a movie set would look pretty much the same as what you'd see in the final film. But with modern technology giving us the capability of CGI, all you need is a green screen and a couple of props. And because of this, movie sets nowadays look completely different to what you
see
in the final movie.
Yeah.
So here are some movie clips without the visual effects for you to see what they really look like.
What they really look like.
Life is Pi.
Now this movie's going to be just green.
In this movie,
it's all blue.
Pi Patel spends most of his time in a boat at sea. Oh yeah, and there's a tiger there too.
They're not
at sea, and there's no tiger there. Nearly the entire movie was filmed in front of a blue screen, and the tiger was completely CGI.
I mean, that's kind of how you got to do it.
Okay, why blue for that movie? Why not green?
Ow, I hit myself in the face with my microphone.
My only point would be any sort of reflection on him. You wouldn't have to key out any green on the actual... what you're using.
Because it blend in better with the ocean behind him.
That would be my only guess.
That's a good guess. That's
However, good. For the close-up shots where Pi has to physically interact with the tiger, they didn't use a tiger either. They used a blue teddy bear with badly scribbled on eyes. Captain America,
like, honest to God,
War.
For your respect, for your just dignity, you would think you would make something better than that. Like a 3D printed mold of the lion.
You just need something for the actor to touch, man.
Just to give the actor even more, like...
I mean, for dignity, I would think a guy playing the Velociraptor wouldn't wear Crocs, but apparently that's not a thing.
Apparently not.
It's not a thing.
Apparently they don't give a crap about your shoes.
Nope.
When you're getting CGI removed.
Nope.
Oh. This film used tons of green screens for locations that you would have thought you could get away without having to use it. Like the fight scene between Team Iron Man and Team Captain America that takes place in an airport. I mean, is an airport really something that has to be done with CGI?
Well, they do kind of destroy the airport.
Apparently so. But the scene where Captain America stops the helicopter...
And also, airports operate...
Yes.
All the time.
You know how mad people would be if, like, I can't fly out of Berlin today because Captain America's
and
outside.
So, yeah, for the size that they wanted of an airport, that would cause some serious issues.
Yep, I would agree.
Hands makes more sense, as that was done at ground level rather than on a dangerous rooftop.
You don't say.
The Wolf of
Muscles
Wolf
were real, though.
You'd think that being based on a true story, there wouldn't really be any need for fancy fantasy scenery. But this film was full of it. It was used for foreign locations the characters visited.
Yeah, like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, that Coen Brothers movie, is famous for being completely color corrected.
Mm-hmm.
Because like it was shot in the middle of like a green summer, and they wanted to make it look like a yellow fall. So like the entire thing has been, there's a technical word for that, grading, color graded to be different.
To enhance the beach houses that they partied at, and of course for more obvious things like having a lion walk through the office. Yeah.
I like how the lion was real, but the people weren't.
This wasn't actually entirely filmed in front of green screens, but in front of TV screens, in order to get the right lighting on the actors' faces. But yes, the majority of the scenery is computer generated.
No, they didn't put George Clooney in space.
As some of the controls you think they're interacting with aren't even there. I'm not sure if this is clever or just lazy.
I can't wait for the first real movie shot.
Godzilla!
That'll never happen.
That will happen one day, man. Don't
never happen, man.
Fucking destroy my dream.
I mean, there's like that Red Bull guy who jumped off that balloon. Like,
that's
that was kind of Sean's face.
Somebody needs to give them a red epic, red dragon, and then just have...
Shoot David Fincher into space?
Yeah. Just have one of the astronauts be a film student.
Yeah, okay.
And just shoot some cool-looking stuff, man.
Yeah, sure, that'll happen.
Of course, Godzilla was completely CGI, because using a guy in a suit doesn't really cut the mustard these days. But aside from the obvious CGI, there is some CGI that might actually surprise you.
You might not see it, but it will happen.
They're never going to shoot a movie in space, man.
Like a documentary movie, maybe?
I'm sure that exists.
Nah.
Yeah, you like play them at the Cosmosphere all the time. Spacewalks and all that, documentaries about space.
Yeah, you're right.
For example, when the army's on the coast trying to attack the monsters... There's nothing there. Just green screens and a fence and some soldiers. Jurassic World.
All right, here we go.
Of course, this movie heavily relies on CGI, as dinosaurs are extinct, and dressing an actor up in a dino suit looks, well...
Oh, that was Photoshop. They did bamboozle me, man.
Many of the scenes look entirely different to what's seen in the movie. In many scenes where a dinosaur would appear, actors had to imagine there was something there. And in other scenes involving raptors, for example, they had actors with these funny helmets and motion sensors on them for a point of reference.
That's still pretty good.
Creating pretty much all the dinosaurs with CGI wasn't enough CGI. Even the scenery was enhanced with CGI, made to look even more amazing.
Well, no one's going to go crawling through that grass. There's bugs.
Batman versus Superman in Dawn of Justice. Most of the Gotham City scenery was done with CGI, and being a fictional city, this was to be expected. But what's surprising is that they used CGI for Batman's powered armor, in order for the actors to be able to move around more freely. And for a huge chunk of the fight, it wasn't even Ben Affleck fighting.
No.
It was just a stuntman. Huh. What did you think of these scenes? Did they look complete?
Well, what would you think if they put millions and millions of dollars into CGI? Do you think they'd look different without the CGI? Do ya? Comment below and let me know.
What was his accent, by the way? What was that?
Some form of London British. Is there a fucking dog?
It's like dogs being attacked outside
Remember
our house.
One time on the show, in the fucking planes, we thought we were dying. We thought World War III was happening.
And then
Korea
the light bulb burst. Remember that?
Oh yeah, I did that one? Yeah.
Dude. That is so loud, I think it's picking up on the mics. Chat, can you hear those dogs? There's like a basset hound like out there.
A dog's getting eaten or something.
Like, the window's not open.
No!
Like, that is literally through the walls.
Wow! Oh, wow. Wow. Yes, wow.
You want to talk about this one right here, man?
Sure.
Facebook... This is a guy on YouTube who used his iPhone.
Oh yeah.
To test and prove that Facebook is listening in on our conversations.
Okay, so this phone is my wife's. And
yeah, Chad can hear the dogs. They're still going.
Think Facebook is listening to us and taking keywords from our conversations.
Totally.
And then putting in suggested ads.
Yep.
Through Facebook. So we're going to do a test here. And all day, we're going to talk about cat food.
And also talk about how Facebook's listening to you. Not to set off the algorithm to record what you're saying.
Wait, are you saying that Facebook isn't going to listen because they're saying they're going to listen?
Yeah, they're not listening.
Watch this, though, man.
It's called luck.
Okay, he just said cat food like 100 times.
All day, we are going to be talking about cat food.
Cat food. Did you hear that, Facebook? Cat food.
We might need some cat food.
Did you get cat food?
I don't know why you're hating on this.
I should call somebody.
I thought you'd love this video.
Cat food.
You know where to get cat food. And there you have it. Cat food.
Did you Google it at all?
You're so hate-filled towards this.
Did you type it into your phone in any possible way?
So because Colby, I mean, now again, this is the internet, so half of it could be lies. Mm-hmm. All right. Right here. Here's the comments on Reddit for this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, comments on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Can someone with a jailbroken phone monitor mic activity through some system process? You could probably notice a spike in usage with Facebook its opener in background. That's been done, and no one has found any evidence that has been happening. Okay.
Uh huh.
Now, but here's the thing. I've heard the best test is leave your phone by a Spanish-speaking radio station. Later, see if your ads are in Spanish. Anecdotal evidence, I work in a mostly Spanish-speaking kitchen, but I don't speak Spanish outside of work, nor do I Google things in Spanish. Yet my Instagram started throwing Latino-themed ads my way a few months after I started my job.
I've never been around any Spanish-speaking people, or my phone has been near anything that has been speaking Spanish. I've seen Spanish ads.
Uh-huh.
It's called timing. There's how many users on Facebook? 2 billion? And the fact that you're going to say something in the middle of the day and then all of a sudden you notice that, oh, there's an ad on Facebook about it. I saw an article about this and then, like, Facebook was responding. Now, I don't trust Facebook by any certain stretch, but they're like, we're not doing it.
Basically, Facebook denied it yesterday, but there's hundreds of people saying otherwise. Also happened to my dad where he was talking about getting the carpet clean and saw carpet cleaning ads a day later. Also, if you go on YouTube and just search Facebook listening, you'll see a bunch of similar videos.
Should I say in my phone when it's not doing anything, like right now, should I just say $1 million? $1 million.
I don't think that's how it works,
$1 million. And then I'll see an ad tomorrow being like, you can get $1 million by signing up here. Here's a contest.
What if you log on tomorrow and that happens? Will you tweet that it happened?
I will,
okay,
but I won't still believe it.
You'll have to text me for the password.
Cat food. Cat food. Cat food.
I think by yelling it's actually less.
Some motherfucking cat food.
I don't think Facebook's going to understand that.
Well, the guy had to pronounce it very specifically so the phone heard it. Cat
Beautiful
food.
Noob says, it's the internet. It's all true. That's so
God. Right. Jesus.
Happened to me, my girlfriend, not a whiskey or Star Wars fan, was there for when my parents gave me a whiskey Ice Cube Death Star thing. Not a few hours later, she checks Facebook, and lo and behold, an ad for that exact product. Love that, man.
Actually, what was I even doing? I don't have Facebook on my phone.
Well, that's going to be a problem. All the time, we were talking Harry Potter this morning, and now I have Harry Potter ads on Facebook. Same with mattresses. My wife and I were considering a new one, and now I've been getting mattress ads now. Talked about CrossFit with my boss. Never talked about it before. I had CrossFit gym ads the next day in the area I work in, but not where I live. You ever talk with someone about doing a Google search and they say blah 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 is the first letter of your phone? Google predicts the entire sentence. Someone just doesn't. All right, whatever. Now, some people in this Reddit comment, are saying that a lot of it's location based. So what Facebook is doing is they're not listening to your conversations. But what they're doing is, say, for example, the guy with his boss in CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
His boss, probably on work Wi-Fi, has searched for CrossFit gyms, which yeah. Facebook does track. Like, they put cookies in there, they see your web browsing history, like, everyone knows that, okay? And so, because the guy is also on the same Wi-Fi, he's going to get ads similar to what his boss had because they assume they're in a household or something similar to that. Okay.
So the same IP address.
Right.
The
same thing for like the Spanish speaker.
Okay.
Like, because all the people that are in his workplace speak Spanish and they get Spanish language ads.
Logical.
He's going to get Spanish language ads.
Because.
You don't think they're listening, man?
Facebook isn't like Google where they have like millions upon millions of servers and data processing power.
Yeah, they do.
To roll through 2 billion people's users of. Of their recorded audio for an entire day.
I don't know
upon
if they do recorded audio day by day, but they can they definitely have as much computing, if not more power, than Google does.
They just turn on the button just randomly and be like, "All right, let's see if he says anything that he needs."
Right, I mean, if Facebook could do it,
I feel like it would be in their terms and conditions. But I'm pretty sure
no one's read those though.
But I'm pretty sure
reading.
When Facebook got this complaint, they were like, "No, in our terms and conditions, the microphone's
right
only
here.
On, certainly.
A Facebook executive has denied
like
the social network using a device's microphone to listen to what users are saying and then send them relevant ads. Rob Goldman, the tech giant's vice president of ads, was responding to a tweet by TJ Vuk, the presenter of a tech podcast called Reply All. Anecdotally, many people report seeing adverts which appear to be related to recent real-life conversation. Mr. Vogt had asked for details of these specific occasions. I run ads product at Facebook. We don't and have never used your microphone for ads. Just not true. One other Twitter user asked for that included Instagram, which is also owned by Facebook. He said, yes. PJ Vogt got hundreds of replies to his original tweet. A coworker got an ad saying, so you popped the question, minute after he proposed, but he never told anyone that it happened. At work, happened to me through this year, working as a barista, got a burn, talked to my partner in person about it, went to Target, bought the burn cream, and saw an ad on Facebook for the exact product I purchased, never searched for the product either. Facebook denies the practice. We show ads based on people's interests and other profile information, not what we're talking out loud about. One theory is that the ads and their connection to an individual are purely coincidental, that the ad may have appeared before but had not been noticed because it had no prior relevance. That's what Colby was saying. If you take something that has a tiny chance of occurring and give it enough opportunities to occur, it will inevitably happen, said mathematics professor David Hand from the Imperial College of London.
I mean, it's either that or it's just people not noticing ads that have been on their news feed because apparently that's all Facebook is now,
right.
Is damn fucking ads on my news stream. Ugh.
Hey, can I go pee?
Sure, I'll read this
all right,
joke
do that. I'm gonna
real
go pee.
Quick.
I drank too much water
today. Oh, sure you did. Excuses. You're leaving the people with cancer. That's all they get. Chat, you've already seen the joke because it's in the chat, but why shouldn't you play Uno with a Mexican? Because they take all the green cards. All the green cards. Yeah. Good joke. It's funny. Do you guys think that Facebook's listening to you? Do you think they're listening right now? Because he has Facebook on his phone. Unlike me, who's dumb and yelled at technology. But, do you think Facebook is listening in on you? Because I don't think so. I don't think they are. That's just my personal opinion. I just don't think that's something that they're like, we should focus our time on this and this alone. But, you know, who am I to judge? Who am I to judge? It was a very terrible, like, minute, man. It was, like, the worst minute.
You saying you can't host a show without me, man? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm good to go for at least another hour and a half.
It's not the Colby Show.
God, I drank.
That would be terrible.
I knew it was a bad idea when I did it, but, like, I was super thirsty earlier.
So you just drank, like, what, a liter?
No, I drank.
Gallon?
This is a liter. I drank 3 of these. Literally between 5 and 7 o'clock.
Jesus.
And I was like, you know what? This is a bad idea, but I am so thirsty. I need the water right now. And then I did like 3 shots of Fireball because it's drinking show. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
And that, you know, makes you pee.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now I have to pee.
You can go pee, man.
No.
I mean.
I can make it. I fair. Really don't have to pee.
Okay, let's talk about this, man. Are we finished talking about Facebook?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Didn't sound very.
I don't really think they're doing it. It just sounds like too much work.
I mean, there's, you know, they have hundreds of employees.
It just sounds like too much work. Like, that's NSA level of shit. And they're not the NSA. They're probably bigger than the NSA.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Like, that's the problem that I have with all of your excuses. Like, I don't necessarily think they're doing it either, because I do think... I don't think that they care that much. Like, they get so much data from other things that they probably don't need to, but if they wanted to, I feel they could. And anything, this probably gives them the idea. So, good job, Earth.
Good job. That's why I don't have it on my phone.
All right, you want to talk about this one, man? This is, you know, Razer. They make, gaming... peripherals like keyboards and mice and headphones and stuff. They're
I thought you were talking about the Motorola Razr.
That is part of this. All right, so the Razr company is coming out with the Razr phone, which is hilarious because Razr is like the world's most selling phone ever. That Motorola flip phone back in like 2004, back in the day, dude. And so now there's an actual Razr phone. It's Android, and it's supposed to be the world's best gaming phone.
Okay.
All right. It's got a super speedy Snapdragon 835 chip, which powers the Pixel 2 and the Galaxy S8. It's got a huge battery, 8 gigs of RAM, 64 gigabytes of storage, plus a micro SD slot. It's got two 12 megapixel cameras with different optical zooms, one wide angle, one telephoto. It's got an 8 megapixel cam on the front. They've hidden the fingerprint sensor in the power button on the side. It has all the regular Wi-Fi. It's going to run Android 7.1, but it'll update to 8.0 in the first quarter. And here's what makes it different from all the other ones, okay? It's got a quickly refreshing screen. So it's for super fast and scrolling and animation movement. The iPad Pro has a 120Hz screen, but the Razr is the first to market a 120MHz display in a phone.
Interesting.
It also has no headphone jack.
Of course it does.
And the Galaxy S8, which was just announced, also has no headphone jack. It's dead. Headphone jacks are gone now. So everyone mocked Apple. I would just like to point out. And then everyone just does what Apple does.
They're used to it. They have done what Apple has
done. This is actually their chance to be a maverick. Like, Samsung could literally put a headphone jack in there till the end of time and be the company that has the headphone jack. Like, they could be known for that. And they, like, nah, we'll do it. We'll do it. Tim did.
Yeah. I mean, other than the headphone thing, man.
There's no 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. The company tells me they needed that space for the battery and the speakers. It has THX certified 3.5 millimeter to USB-C DAC adapter in the box.
Yeah, I was going to say, I use Bluetooth. Headphones at the gym, I use Bluetooth. My car's Bluetooth. I got this kick-ass, stupid portable speaker that literally you just lay the phone on and then it picks up the signals and then plays it out.
Right.
And the only time I ever plug it in is at work. And I would...
You probably would use Bluetooth if you could charge it easily there.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I could.
You just have to do it.
Yeah.
No, I get it, man.
I don't really know.
I mean...
It's an iffy kind of thing.
I hate wires. I really do. I'm driving... especially during the winter, because my coat gets tangled in my earbuds all the time, and it rips them out of my ears when I'm driving. It makes me upset. But, I don't know. I don't own a pair of Bluetooth headphones either, so that would be a problem.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man. I mean, what do you think? I guess it's weird to me. The first thing I thought was, do people buy phones that aren't Samsungs or Apples? That was honestly my first thought, is, are people going to buy the Razr phone?
Yeah, not as much as a Samsung or an Apple.
Remember those, they used to have, HP phones and HTC phones.
Nokia's a
big
one.
Nokia's and Motorola's, and I feel like none of those phones exist.
I just watched the newest season of Vice Principals.
Okay.
And everyone in that fucking show had a Nokia, the one with the big-ass camera on the back of it.
I don't know, man. I mean, Windows Phone used to be a thing, and they're gone now.
Which one?
Windows Phone's dead, yeah. They're just going to use Android now. They gave up. The Windows platform on mobile is gone.
Really?
Yeah, they decided it's not going to be a thing anymore. So
I liked it.
Well, you and two other people, dude. Good job.
I like the look of it.
Well, yeah, but that's Windows 10.
Yeah.
That's Windows 10. That's all it is, dude. So, I don't know. It's just weird to me that they make phones. People buy phones. Like, chat, am I weird thinking that it's weird that people buy phones that aren't Samsung? Like, does anyone in chat own a phone that isn't a Samsung or an Apple product? Like, I mean, that's really the way to go. It was like,
I don't know. I asked them a question earlier, and they didn't respond to me.
Well, that's because you're stupid, though. Yeah. What'd you ask them?
If Facebook's listening to them.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe they don't want to answer because they don't want to know.
Fucking nothing. Fucking nothing, guys.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all good. I'll just sit here with my beer. It makes me happy. It's here for me.
Maybe they all left because we dropped too many frames, man.
Probably
that
true.
Could be.
It's like 8%.
Yeah.
It's a lot of percents,
a lot of percentage.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy that phone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not either. But, I don't know. Oh, Interesting Plays Game says he has an HTC. There you go. Oh, I'm sorry. All these reviews. Oh, my God. I need to just turn off auto mod. I'm going to allow all these things that are getting... Oh, my God. Hold on, guys. Hold on a second. I'm going to go to our settings.
Yep.
I don't know why they're getting held for review. The problem is I don't use Twitch chat up here.
More maintenance.
I'm so sorry, dudes. I'm going to turn that off.
More show maintenance.
It's under channel and videos, I believe. Twitch is complicated. Let's see. Auto hosting. That's fine. Auto mod.
Yeah, I had an HTC.
Where's... Can I just turn auto mod off?
I had other phones too. I forget what brand they were. Not Samsung though. What was that one shit phone I had?
Like, dude, you tell really, me, man. Wasn't it an HTC?
I don't remember.
I think it was an HTC. Their auto mod's off now, guys, so sorry. I mean, I'll just moderate. We'll just moderate ourselves.
That's pretty easy.
I mean, just don't be jerks. Motorola. I don't know, man.
I don't think I had a Motorola. No, it was some.
I thought it was an HTC.
I had an HTC at one point, but I had like, I want to say three phones, two or three. I had the iPhone, then I was like, screw the iPhone, I'm done with it. I want customization, so then I went Android.
Okay.
Then I had like two or three different phones in that era, and then went back to the iPhone. But one of them was an HTC. One of them.
Was Samsung making phones
was
that
really
long ago?
I don't think so.
I don't
not
feel
like
they
good
were,
ones,
yeah.
But
because that's the thing Samsung really did is they made Android kind of acceptable to use. Like, yeah. Android was really, like, bleeding edge when it first came out. Like, you kind of had to be technically savvy to kind of get into it.
Yeah. What was that one phone that Bash had that we always made?
Kyocera. I feel like Apple is getting more money hungry every second. Well, yeah, I would agree with that. Okay, let's see here. I used to have an HTC, but it's Samsung all the way. All right, Taylor says that. Motorola, Kyocera. Oh, my God. Do you remember Kyocera, dude?
No.
God, that's a blast from the past, man. I don't think Kyocera's made a phone in 450 years, dude.
Thunderbolt?
Yeah, I feel like it was lightning themed. But wasn't that an HTC? Wasn't HTC Thunderbolt a thing?
I think you're right.
I think HTC
Maybe
Thunderbolt
I was, in
was
the
a
HTC
thing.
HTC kind of family-ish era.
I mean, that definitely sounds
Instinct.
Like a phone.
Instinct. That was Bash's.
That was real bad.
That was Bash's,
yeah, HTC
man.
Thunderbolt right
Instinct.
Here, dude. This
yep.
is what you used to have.
I did have that motherfucking
with,
phone.
You used to live with that blurry thing right there.
Yeah, it was real bad. That camera was shit, too.
Apple, a true service. You suggest a video? Apple, a true service. Dude, look at that phone. I'm literally losing respect for you the more I look at this picture of a phone.
Yeah, it was really
phone.
Bad. HTC One looked cool.
You should
I almost
be, you should
to that.
Be ashamed of yourself.
What
man.
Year was that? I think that was 2011.
This
like it
Thunderbolt
says.
Was 2011. First yeah. relief March 17th, 2011.
Yeah, I got that pretty quick.
It's a bad idea, dude.
Oh, what did I have? The LG Chocolate. I think that was my first
oh
Verizon
phone. Oh, my God.
Phone.
LG Chocolate.
Oh, yeah. It was a candy bar phone. It was before smartphones.
Look at this.
Oh,
it wasn't
shit.
Green, was it?
Yeah, no, mine was black.
Okay, like this?
But yeah, it was like an MP3 player that slid up. Yeah.
Wow.
Way dude. Back when technology was just... I remember I had a really crappy flip phone, and my mother...
Jeez,
I was
so
trying to
bad,
get
dude.
My parents to buy me a camera phone.
2006.
And they were like, why would you want a phone with a camera on it? I'm like, so I could take pictures and stuff.
You had that really bad touchscreen Samsung when I first met you.
I don't even, the Glide, I
think
was
what
it was
called. Samsung Glide.
And yeah, Pinella had that one too, and God, the touch, it had a touchscreen on it, and it was the worst. What the fuck?
I don't know why, it's a safe.
Why is it a brick?
There it is, right here. Samsung Glide, dude.
That touchscreen
didn't work.
Screwed up.
It didn't work.
So much! Oh, I hated that
shit. It had a keyboard?
Yeah. Slid out, man.
Wait a second. You had a keyboard the whole time and you still insisted on using the touchscreen keyboard?
No. No.
I must
maybe?
Be thinking of a different phone.
I don't remember.
You definitely used the keyboard all the time. Because I remember you had this phone, which came out in 2000.
I don't even know.
Doesn't say?
Doesn't say. What the fuck, Wikipedia? Bullshit. Bullshit.
It doesn't say.
It doesn't. It's too old to be, you know.
That's random. But anyway, dude, I had that phone. There you go, man. But I remember you had that phone
that
when I got
terrible.
My iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
And we compared typing on touchscreens. And I was like, I can type message. And you're like, A, B, C.
Punching
yeah.
the...
Yeah, and I could do like,
give me
you know, like today.
A, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was like. It was great, dude.
And then I hit the
that
wrong.
Thing was the worst thing to ever happen to phones, except for the iPhone X. You know, tomorrow the iPhone X officially comes out.
Oh, God.
Are you going to go to the store and play it? I feel like I should go to the store and touch it and just see.
That was the one thing that I said when I saw it. I was like, This is not that cool unless it's something you see in person.
I can't get over that notch.
Yeah,
I feel like I'd be triggered by my phone every time I picked it up.
I feel like you'd get used to it.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Especially if they move in.
I have standards.
What makes it different? It's got the OLED screen. If you're asking about the iPhone.
And it's full screen. There's no more home button.
It's that.
Yeah, there's no more home button. It's all gesture-based, and it reads your face. And it also has Animoji, the greatest innovation in America.
I don't give a shit about any of that shit. The only thing would be screen contrast.
It don't matter.
Clarity. I don't. It doesn't matter.
But if that's what
this
you
phone's
want,
fine.
If that's what you want, you can go get the Razer phone then.
This phone looks perfectly fine.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I'm interested about seeing. Is that what is it really going to blow my nips off
it's
compared
not.
To that old phone?
No.
And is it worth $1,000?
No. I'm,
and
I'm expecting magic to come out of the fucking phone, and nothing like that is ever going to happen.
It's going
to
be the same.
It's going to be just a little bit brighter.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know. But that phone right there, there's a trip down memory lane.
And the Razer. I don't know what's going to make me want to buy a new phone. Either this one craps out.
That's what I'm going
to
get one,
need
yeah.
to, or something... innovative.
I mean, I just
to come out.
Like, I just I'm eligible to go get a phone anytime I want. Like, I can just walk in and get put on that payment plan everyone has to get put on now. Like, I could walk into Best Buy tomorrow and get an iPhone 10.
I think 10. I am too, because yeah, the last one I got was this right when it came out.
Right.
And this is the 6S, so that would be 2 years.
Yeah, and
ago.
I have the 6, so mine's even older.
Yep.
And like, I could just walk in and get an iPhone 10 tomorrow, and I have no desire.
Desire
to do so.
Dude, let's do it, both of us. Let's go.
No.
Come on.
I have no desire.
Come on.
No, I don't want to spend the money.
We get to keep that one, right?
You bought that one outright, didn't you? Yeah, then you get to keep your old one.
All right, then let's just switch out the SIM cards if we don't like it, and then sell it on the internet for
a
discounted price.
My Nexus 6 just lost support from Google, had to get a new one to get the latest version of Android.
Ooh.
Oh, that kind of sucks.
That will do it, probably.
Yeah. Well, but see, I don't know.
That
like,
will do it. No, can't do that.
Like, the thing is like... the biggest problem with this phone is the space. It's a 16 gigabyte phone.
That would suck.
That destroys me. But I've been putting up with 16 gigabytes in my phone for 3 years. So is it going to get worse? No. Like, I'm still going to dump my photos in my text
office. People are saying 64
month.
Is too little.
Right. I'm on 16. This is actually 11. Like, if I go to my settings and I look at storage, it says 11.
Yeah, mine's 64.
Like, storage and iCloud usage. Yeah, right here. Look at this, chat. Look at this. Like, it says right here, if it loads.
That's working.
Look at that. It's white. You
it's
see
all
that?
All white. Oh, it's trying to adjust.
It's literally showing everything.
And it's also flipped.
Just take my word for it, dude. It's it's used. I have 11.16 gigabytes used. I have a 512 megabytes available, which puts my actual storage... at a, oh, I'm still on this, at a, at 11.6 gigabytes. So it's not even 12 gigs. Your mom said the same thing. It's too big. That didn't happen to me, I promise. Never had that complaint. So, like, if I can live with that, I can live with anything. And, right. like, I mean, and who said that the Nexus 6? Gaging Gadget said that it lost support for the OS. Like, I haven't upgraded to iOS 11. I probably never will. Like, honestly, the pang of pain that Colby will be able to send me a vampire emoji and I won't be able to see it, that's going to hurt.
That's going to hurt, man.
That's going to hurt. Like, you're going to be able to send me, like, the sign language love. And there was, like, some birds or something that they added that I really wanted to use. A wizard. There's, like, a wizard, you know. But, like, I'll not be able to see those. But big deal, dude. Like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, I've got 64 gigs on my phone, and I have 35 free. So.
Yeah. And people are like, 64 is too small.
Like, what do you have on your damn phone?
Jesus.
It's all that 4K
video. Hey, man,
video.
You have to be so aggressive about my face.
That's what
right?
it is. People like 4K video, man.
Yeah?
And that requires a lot of memory.
That's true.
And I don't do things.
I mean, I just don't take video on my phone.
Me either.
You know,
you don't do enough interesting stuff, I feel like.
No. Well, and if I do, like if my kid's like a fall play, I'll just have Chris record it. And then I'll just take it off her phone.
Yep.
You know?
Steal that shit.
Yeah, who cares?
I'll just not record it and remember it.
I mean, I'll record it and then I'll never look at it, which is the same thing. So, man, I'll tell you. All right, well, that phone discussion went weird. I don't know what we're talking about here. All right, let's talk about the Space Bloop, man. I don't see the point in having a 4K phone because of the pixels, man.
Set it on your nose.
Yeah, man. You can see all the things, all of the pixels everywhere.
I mean, literally, that's probably what it's for, right? Is VR.
Maybe.
Because
I think if anything,
when I put on my goggles,
if anything is this close to your face.
Yeah, exactly.
How far away is it? Like this? Because my eyes can't focus if it's closer than this. I literally am cross-eyed. It has to be no closer than this.
No, I mean, it's closer than that, but there's lenses in the actual VR headset that makes it not look like it's that fucking close.
Okay, well, let me look with one eye. I still can't see pixels that close.
You could with the VR thing, is what I'm saying.
I don't think so, man.
Dude, it's
push it into his face. Gage, what is wrong with you, man? What? You don't like the Zoom? You want to inflict physical abuse on me? How dare you? Permaband. How dare you? All right, can we talk about... Ow! That was rude!
It was the best I could do.
If chat told you to jump off a bridge, would you do it?
Yeah. I'd do that if no one told me to do that.
How dare you? Okay, can we talk about Space Bloop, dude?
Yes. What is this bloop of space?
So this is... NASA has released a... Apparently, NASA has released a playlist of spooky space sounds. What do you think, man? Plasmaspheric hiss is what this one's called.
Anybody think this is just a messed up microphone?
This is Saturn radio transmissions.
Riveting, but what about the audio?
Sped up times 1 million. You think so? Entering Jupiter's magnetosphere. Oh no, those are just like really annoying noises.
Yeah,
is what they are.
Yeah,
but they do kind of sound like space bloop, which leads
me.
Kind
of sound like it's sped up,
which does lead me to believe that it actually what that does. Okay. Is it makes me less scared of the bloop, you know, which is a giant underwater creature in the ocean that's here to kill us.
Yeah, but that one I don't think is sped up.
No, it's not. It's a good point. It's a good point. But, like, the fact that those kind of sound the same and they're both just natural occurring noises, like, say to me, that like, because I'm not scared of space. I don't think anything's out there. Hey, can I ask you a really stupid question?
I don't think anything's out there.
I mean, planets and stars are out there, but, like, there's no giant space whale coming to kill us out there.
You don't know that.
I do know it. I can look out there and I see no space whales.
You can look out there?
Yeah, I can see
with your
there.
Naked eye, yeah. Mr. Goddamn First Century ass dumb.
Oh,
I don't see anything in them there stars, so we're good.
Gage said the bloop is sped up, so.
Oh, well.
There you go, man.
You got me.
Okay, let me ask, can I ask you something really stupid?
What?
I don't want you to judge me. Chad, I don't want you to judge me either. You guys promise you won't judge me?
I might judge.
Why can't... What happens if you put oxygen into space? Like, is the fact that it's so big mean that there can't be oxygen? Like, if we had the time, power, and resources, let's say that these weren't a thing, okay? That's no object.
I mean...
Could we not pump space full of air?
No.
Why?
Because...
That's not a reason. I want to know why.
Way too vast. You know, like, how, like, spaceships turn
right,
in space?
Right,
it's by releasing
right.
oxygen, and
so
whenever
space isn't,
that
like,
happens,
eating all
it's
the air.
Gaseous form.
It, theoretically, you
rips
could...
it apart.
You could fill space with air, theoretically, if you had enough air.
I don't think so.
So then space is eating air? Where's it go?
Transforms into dark matter, man. Who the hell fucking...
That's what I want to know, man.
Gaging, come on, man, with your smarts. Let's
there
hear some
can
stuff.
Be, but they're spread out so far that or they have already been collected by something like Earth gravity.
Yeah, the gas, like, it spreads.
You're just repeating what Gage and Gadgets is saying right now.
It's like
and you're trying to sound smart about it.
To a whole bunch of tiny little metal balls, and then it all just...
Yeah, but the metal balls don't disappear, which is what you surmised before Chad answered the question.
It didn't disappear.
It dissipates.
It gets in the atmosphere.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Now you're just repeating what Chad said.
He never said the word atmosphere.
Something like Earth gravity implies atmosphere, you dingus.
Fucking Pluto doesn't have an atmosphere. Bitch.
May I remind you, there's a black hole 100,000 times larger than the sun. So you're saying that if I go out in space and I go, the black hole is going to eat that air? That's what you're telling me.
I mean, eventually after...
Can I take like a balloon into space and just breathe out of it? I mean, that's literally what spacesuits are.
I mean, that and minus the negative like degree of temperature that would freeze
All
and
I'm
explode
saying
your body.
Is that it is theoretically
butt?
Possible... Okay.
Your mom's butt.
Is that the big black hole?
Straight out your
I like
mom's
how,
butt.
I like how Gaging Gadgets talks about these really intelligent things and then makes a joke about your mom's butt being a big black hole.
He seems like a funny person.
Okay. So, but theoretically, you could fill space with air.
I mean, if you had a universe space-sized
yeah,
thing
space
of air.
Space inflator or something.
Sure.
Yeah. So you could do it.
Sure.
Okay.
No.
That's all I wanted to know.
I don't think you can.
We're going to Google it. I can't be the only person that's ever asked this question.
A thousand other high people have fucking asked that same
well,
question.
I'm not high. I'm just dumb. Can we fill space with air? Okay. No, there's nowhere enough matter to do so. The universe is big, unimaginably, mind-numbingly, ridiculously big, and empty. If you could get all of the matter in the universe in one place with roughly the density of air, the area it would take up compared to the total volume of the universe wouldn't even count for a quintillionth of a percent. Even if you could, I wouldn't recommend it. There are all kinds of reasons this is a bad idea. Atmospheric drag would destroy all orbits, and that's just one scenario I can think of at the top of my head. Out of a normal of doomsday scenario, everyone dies.
I mean, that kind of makes sense, yeah. I mean, there's planets and stars and a whole bunch of them everywhere in the universe, but then there's also that vast amounts of light years of just blackness.
It would mean that outer space is filled with gas, which would have all sorts of weird effects on everything else. The sun's activity, which is powerful enough as it is, would be sending shockwaves throughout the solar system. The planets, assuming that they could even form at all, would be orbiting through a medium that causes friction, so they would slow down and crash into the sun. Far out in interstellar space with no sun to warm the oxygen, it would freeze solid into oxygen chunks, and then their mutual gravity would pull them together into oxygen planets.
So yes, you could, but you would destroy the universe in doing so.
New movie idea. Destroy the universe with the air.
Sounds like too big a scale to be
air kill.
It would just be a whole bunch of dots like coming together and then exploding or something. I don't know.
I don't know, dude. I just imagine like some dude putting a hose out in the air and just like...
That is a dumb thought to have. And I'm the dumb one on this show, and you're doing that. Go ahead, try it. Try it. Just do it for the rest of your life. That's your job.
Pumping air?
Send a fucking space.
I didn't think about the cold. Like, it would freeze the... Why is space cold? Let me ask you that,
why
man.
Why does space exist, man?
Well, we don't know the answer to that, but why? You can tell me why space is cold. Are you gonna wait? You gonna wait for chat to tell us
it's
why it's
the
cold?
Absence
and then you're gonna
of everything.
Pretend that you know? Is that what you're waiting? You're padding until chat can answer my question?
I hate you.
That's what he's doing.
I don't care.
You want to say no friction so bad.
Care.
Just say you do. I know you want to. Just say it. Just say it.
You're not going to get me to, man. Move on from your stupid high thought about putting air into space.
You make it sound so dumb.
It is so dumb.
You say it that way.
It just makes me think you don't have an accurate like visualization of how big the fucking universe is.
I don't.
And you're like a dude with a fucking pump can fill it with air in a matter of minutes.
I feel like it should accomplish something if you're putting air out there,
it's
man.
It accomplished nothing. It just said you could take all the matter in the universe. That means stars, gas, planets, moons, comets, everything. Pile it together into one big ball, and that would be one quintillionth of the entire space of the universe.
Yeah, but how do we
if
know that?
If even that, because
we don't
it's still
know that.
Expanding.
We could be in a giant dome that looks
up,
like infinite
you
space.
Conspiracy ass frogs are gay, man. All them lizard people are in our government, and they're saying we got a universe out there when really we're in a giant ball inside the eye of a giant. Good God.
Oh, I'm just saying, man, you don't know for sure. You don't know.
I don't.
What if we're in a simulation? Exactly, man. What if
I don't know anything?
What if we're in a space without air, but in real life where we are simulated?
And in this simulation, I'm sure no one has thought to simulate a dude pumping oxygen into the damn universe to make it full and planets collide with friction and the sun literally lights the oxygen on fire because that's what happens with oxygen. When you expose it to a flame, combusted thing of it.
What if
explodes?
What if we use a different non-flammable gas?
Which is what?
I don't know.
Water?
Beryllium. Yeah, water.
Then we'll drown.
Like, does it make you just a little bit sad to think?
Oh my God!
That
this
like,
conversation
if you
has
were out in space
the rails.
And you like spit water, that water would be floating through space alone forever.
You'd spit water and hit your fucking helmet because you're not in space.
No, my space is full of oxygen, so it just keeps going.
If it was filled with oxygen, I don't think it would be gravity-free.
Yeah, because oxygen doesn't make gravity, man. Gravity and oxygen are two separate things, dude. Read a book.
I hate you. I hate you. You're referring to facts and then completely opinion-based bullshit as the same thing?
Well, the water would dissipate, yes, but alone. Forever. Continuously dissipating. Sad.
Can you please pick another damn topic? Because this is just stupid. We're so dumb. Both of us have no room to talk about any of this.
Right.
Here's a better yes.
Taco Bell.
This is more
Chipotle
for us.
And Shake Shack are going to use alcohol to attract crowds. Apparently, the fast food industry needs a stiff drink. An increasing number of chain restaurants, such as Taco Bell and Chipotle, are serving alcohol to lure in new customers who might otherwise go elsewhere to get beer, wine, or cocktails. Yes, gauging gadgets, but then those molecules would be all alone forever. In a competitive world of fast food, restaurants need an advantage. In the year ending in September, the chain saw no increase in customer traffic, according to the research firm NPD. Tacking on alcoholic beverages to an order is a way to drive up sales. Mixed drinks have a markup such as 90% and beer 25%, according to research restaurant consultant John Gordon, Pacific Management Consulting Group. Cajun Gadget says, Chipotle have been serving beer for like 4 years. I totally agree. They were one of the first people to really do it. But I think this is talking about like hard alcohol, like a legit bar inside. Like, I think that's what this photo is.
Sweatback, man.
So, Taco Bell plans to open approximately 150 new locations across the United States that will serve beer and frozen mixed drinks featuring tequila, rum, vodka, and whiskey. See, hard alcohol. And Pizza Hut, which serves beer and wine at approximately 3,500 of its sit-down restaurants, is set to add alcohol to the menus at another 200. Chipotle is market testing a frozen version of its margarita, while Shake Shack, which features Shackmeister ale and red and white wine, offered a limited-time wine shake to mark the return of the NBC show Will and Grace. creates a little bit of buzz in both senses of the word. A lot of beverages with alcohol will have $3 to $8 ticket price depending on the promotional pricing, and few of those will increase the check average. You can drive revenue without having to drive traffic. Okay, so anyway, that article goes on and on. Basically, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, all these places, like Taco Bell in particular, is going to start selling. It's going to have a bar inside. And so they're saying that, like, this cut, like, and these restaurants, I believe the article goes on to save, or say, will not even have drive-thrus. Like, it's literally a Taco Bell sit-down restaurant.
That's weird.
Now, here's my question for you. I think because it's a sit-down restaurant, it's going to negate what I say here. But do you think that Taco Bell, because they're famous for dollar burritos, like, you can literally go and eat like a king. You can get a feast for $6 at Taco Bell, all right? And do you think that by selling margaritas and beer and all that, like, imagine going and get an old-fashioned, you know, like whiskey and an orange slice, all right? And it's Taco Bell prices instead of downtown bar prices. Do you think that will affect the liquor market overall? Because I don't really think the articles are taking that into account. But, like, if you go to Taco Bell, all right, like, seriously, I eat a lot of Taco Bell. Shocker, I know, chat. Try to hold your surprise, okay? I eat a lot of Taco Bell. It's delicious. I love Taco Bell, all right? I can, me and Chris and Aaron can go there, and we can all order enough food to never eat again and be full for the rest of the day for $15. Okay.
Went from never again to the same day.
Yeah, well, you know, you know how it is when you eat Taco Bell, you feel like dying.
Yes.
So you never want to eat again, but the next day you're hungry.
Yep.
So, you know, it's like that. All right. Point is, I can spend $15, feed three people well. Okay? Now, if you spend $15, I said hold your suspense, Chad. Hold your shock, okay? If you spend $15 for feed three people, but then you buy a cocktail and it's $10, aren't you going to be like, why would I ever buy this cocktail when it doubles the price of my bill? Like, it's different if you're going to, like, a sit-down restaurant where a burger is $12 and a beer is $6. You know, because then it feels normal. But, like, if your meal is $2 and your beverage is $6, that doesn't make sense, right?
That's got to be the same pricing, man.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
So, then, do you think... why is the camera all buggy? Oh, we're dropping frames because... my internet's trash.
Internet.
Sorry.
Terrible.
I'm sorry. So did you hear my second base? The one about the green card? I did. It was pretty good. I did. I read it before I went pee, and I laughed in the bathroom silently to myself. And then I looked down and cried. So Taco Bell, do you think that they will raise their food prices?
No.
So you think you're going to go, you're going to order a $3 Crunchwrap Supreme and a $5 margarita?
Yeah.
And you don't think anyone's going to think that's weird?
If you go to any bar that serves food, that's basically your pricing structure.
Cheap food?
Cheap-ass bar food?
No.
Which is what Taco Bell is?
That is. I mean, it's for...
Plus expensive drinks, if you're the one to drink expensive drinks? Absolutely. That's what they were just... It's a 95% markup. They're not changing the markup.
I don't know, man.
Dumb.
Why are you personally attacking me? All right, you still mad about the space thing?
Yes, it was the dumbest story ever, dumbest thing ever on this show. Guys, do you think we could fill the universe with air?
They've been trying to bring for years to get people to come in at night. You're paying rent for the restaurant that all day. Utilities, you might as well draw as much traffic as you can. It's not a huge moneymaker by any means. If they can make alcohol, you're going pee? Oh, I set a precedent. 2016, booze accounted for 0.5% of sales of $1.4 billion at fast food chains, like pizza stores, Chicago-based, blah, 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 blah. All right, the point is, chat, okay, I feel like no one's going to go to Taco Bell for alcohol. Like, you might go to Taco Bell after you've already had a substantial amount of alcohol, but you're not going to go to Taco Bell to buy beer, right? Or is that like a value add where... you go to Taco Bell, you get your Crunchwrap, and you can also get a beer while you're there. I don't know, man. You totally would? I don't know, dude. I'm the type of Taco Bell guy that, like, I've maybe sat in a Taco Bell 3 times in my life. Like, eaten there, 3,000. Sat in it 3 times. And most of those times were like, I went there during lunch at work, and so I didn't want to go back to the office and shame eat Taco Bell in front of my coworkers. Instead, I wanted to eat there and shame eat all by myself, knowing my own shame. You know, I don't know, man. You can close the door there. You can close the door there. Well, show them my bathroom. It smells
like the horse shit.
I don't know.
You're so rude, dude.
Stupid bladders, man. What's wrong with their bladders? This has never happened once in our show history.
Well, I drank 3 liters of water. I don't know what yours is.
2 beers.
Yeah, but that's like par for the course for you. That's nothing. Yeah. So, anyway. I don't know, dude. Chat was talking about you. Mm. They said you suck. Just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, I deleted the message because I thought it would hurt your feelings. Oh, so yeah. It's not actually there because I deleted it.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah, but I don't know. I was talking about going to.
Shit.
I said the Taco Bell wouldn't. No one would go Taco Bell to drink beer, no. and Gage and Gadget said he would.
I mean,
does the fact that Taco Bell has beer make you want to go there more?
No. Then again, I'm not a personal fan of Taco Bell.
Okay, what about Pizza Hut?
No.
Or Chipotle?
No. I've gone to Chipotle several times.
Have you ever gotten a beer at Chipotle?
And never gotten a beer at Chipotle.
But how often do you eat at a Chipotle? Versus take it? Because that's what I was talking about while you came back in. Like, I've gone to Taco Bell 3,000 times. I've maybe ate there 3 times in a row.
Right.
Like, and that's a big part of it. Like, I'm not going to get a Modelo to go. You know what I mean?
I mean, when I used to date, I did go and sit down there a lot, but...
Never got a beer, though.
Never got a beer, and yeah, it was more of scarf this shit down, let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Rather than chill and have a beer. It's not a place to chill and have a beer surrounded by other people.
And now, is that because of your perception or because it sucks?
Because there's no appeal. The reason I go to a bar and drink is because there's music, there's pool.
Okay.
I don't know.
But you don't go there to eat. You go there to drink and play pool.
Right.
Like, you're not going to you don't pick a bar because it has alcohol, another bar doesn't. You pick because this bar has a pool table.
Yes.
So by that logic, you would go, okay, let's go Taco Bell because this place has Crunchwrap Supremes.
I wouldn't do that. I'm not a big fan of eating while drinking.
Speaking of Taco Bell, we got a link here. Let me click. Let me kick the scary leg.
Did they get you?
Oh my god, dude.
Are you kidding me?
I did not expect a pic photo. It's so great.
I love this inside joke. It's great.
Oh my god, fantastic. This is the best.
Hog.
So sorry
That's
we're dropping.
Big old hog,
it's
man.
A big hog.
That's a big
turn
old
into
hog.
when you eat Taco Bell all the time, man.
God.
I don't know, dude. I don't know, man.
Like, how long are you gonna chill at a Taco Bell before you're like, all right, I'm done with this Taco Bell joint. Let's go to a bar or something.
I know, but like, I mean, what's the difference between like that and like going to a Starbucks?
People work at Starbucks.
But you could work at the Taco Bell, you just don't. And I think that's part of what they're trying to do is change the brand.
Work at Taco Bell?
Yeah, why not? They got Wi-Fi, they got tables, they got beer, they got food.
I don't know.
Like, see, I think that's what they're trying to change. Like, the perception is Taco Bell is, you're high, you need a taco right now.
Well, yeah, and drive-thru. I don't know. Maybe drive-thru anticipates, like, people get in, get your food, get out.
That's what, yeah, maybe.
And
that's why I think they cut it off completely, no drive-thru. Like, you're going to go to this Taco Bell and chill.
You're gonna sit down.
Would we go to a Taco Bell and chill like this?
And chill like this?
Well, not doing a show, but, you know, like, if they opened a Taco Bell...
Uh-huh.
A bar Taco
well,
Bell.
One, you never go out, so no, we wouldn't. And two,
I might go to a Taco Bell.
You know, bars have food, right? You know, bars have food.
They have Taco
Sometimes
Bell, though.
Good food.
Nah, I don't know. What bar has good food? Name one.
I've heard Side Pockets has good food.
Uh-oh,
I personally never eaten there.
I know too many people
I'm
who
pretty sure they got good
go
tacos there. You know too many people that go there?
Yeah.
Who do you know?
You and Dr. Nipple.
I've never seen him there once.
Still know he goes
never
there.
Seen him there once.
I mean, I know you go there. That's enough.
That's enough. Yeah. Stay away from that.
Taco Bell, at least where I live, is very scummy. The Taco Bell around here aren't too bad. They're not too bad. Have you guys ever seen the movie Hackers?
They're pretty
yes.
scummy.
I have, but it's been 15 years. Is there some reference in Hackers to Taco Bell? Or are you just asking me if I've seen Angelina Jolie topless, which is the only part of that movie I actually remember?
I haven't seen Hackers.
No.
But now I want to.
Is it because of what I said?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. I'd go see... 100%. I'd probably go to a Taco Bell bar.
I'd go there once to see what
it's
like. It's
just... I feel like it's going to be super cheap. That's why I would go. Like, I feel like you go to a bar... Like, how much is... See, they don't even sell Taco Bell food at Side Pockets. Like, how much would three tacos be at Side Pockets? Because it ain't going to be $3.
It's not going to be $3, no.
And that's what Taco Bell's
five.
Got. Right, and that's what Taco Bell's got. Mm-hmm. They got $3 tacos. Taco for a dollar.
But, I mean, the tacos that you get at Side Pockets are also much better than just meat, lettuce, cheese.
Disagree. Taco Bell Taco Supremes, straight flame, as my brother would say.
God, shut up.
Dude, I love Taco Bell tacos. I don't care what you say. How old
are
you guys?
It's not even meat.
What do you mean it's not even meat?
It's not even meat.
It's definitely meat. Also,
there was horse meat in there, man.
Well, that's good because I don't eat ground beef, so maybe I'll try the
raccoon
ground beef.
Meat.
It's raccoon meat.
Bullshit.
I might. I eat chicken on all my stuff, so because I don't eat beef anymore. But
you get $1 chicken tacos at Taco Bell.
Yeah, you can get I think it's $1.29 for a chicken soft taco at Taco Bell, and it's. Ugh. It is so good. I want it right now. I would literally stop this show and go get Taco Bell right now.
Disgusting.
Can you guys pay for it? Let's see. How old are you guys? I agree with the guy on the left. Taco Bell tastes often. Awesome. Yeah, it does. Taco Bell is lit.
Like,
straight flame.
Like old man.
And I'm 30 and he's like 24 or something.
I'm 15.
He's either 24 or 25. I can't ever remember.
24. I can never.
Are you actually, or are you lying to me right now?
No, I'm 24.
Okay.
I always say I'm 25. Or I always say I'm a year older than I am because as soon as I hit the year, I'm like, all right.
I should
year.
Remember because Chris next is year. 5 years younger than me and you're a year younger than Chris.
Yeah.
And she's 25.
Yeah, that would add yeah. up, wouldn't it?
Would. But math would. Is hard, dude. I remember that space conversation?
That had nothing to do with math. And all
to
do
with my
you
brain.
Being a dumbass.
Well, that's the same thing as math, dude.
Oh, man.
All right, let's see here. You want to talk really quickly about this one or not really quickly? I don't really care. Mystery Void is discovered inside the Great Pyramid of Giza. Particle physics revealed there is more to wonder about the seven wonders of the world.
What?
So they found... So this is the Pyramid of Giza as we know it today. There's a Queen's Chamber, a Grand Gallery, the North Face Corridor, the King's Chamber, but they just found an empty void in it.
Dude, wouldn't it make sense that that gigantic-ass thing has more stuff in it
it's
than just
Bigfoot?
That?
I mean, yeah, that's probably why they're still scanning it, because people would think that, right?
How have they not scanned that entire thing yet?
Well, they're using new particle physics technology. Using muon detectors installed inside and outside the pyramid.
Muon?
That's what it says, dude. M-U-O-N. All right. Researchers uncovered a mysterious void above the Grand Gallery. No one knows what the cavity is for or even whether it consists of one or multiple chambers. Imagine you're an archaeologist and you walk into this room no one has walked in for over 4,000 years. It's huge. It's incredible. Researchers probed the Great Pyramid's interior with devices that sense muons, byproducts of spacefaring subatomic particles called cosmic rays striking atoms in the atmosphere. Muons continuously rain on Earth at nearly the speed of light, but when the subatomic particles easily streak through open air, rock can absorb or deflect them. By placing detectors near the base of areas deep inside the Great Pyramid and measuring the number of muons that reach the detectors from different directions, scientists could spot empty spaces in the ancient edifice. So basically, they're detecting space particles that exist everywhere on Earth. But because the pyramid is made of rock, I don't know if you know this or not, but it's a big rock pyramid, that's hence its name. They use these things to detect. You shut your lips. You detect holes and empty spaces where there are no muons. Moo. And it found one inside the pyramid. What's in there, dude? King Tut? What do you think?
We know King Tut.
King Butt?
Yeah, maybe.
King Button Common? You don't know.
Button Common?
Isn't his name Tutton Common? Yeah, it's King Tutton Common. So it'd be King Button Common.
Oh, my
All
God.
Right.
I don't even think it's Tutton Common.
I'm going to be right about this, man. I am an Egyptologist. Right here. Boom! Boom. Tutton Common!
Right there, man. Got bodied. All right? How do you feel? Speak your shame.
I just feel like you're saying Tutton and the rapper Common combined.
Okay, what's this word right here?
I don't.
What's this?
I
what
don't
is
think
this?
That's how you pronounce.
What is
it.
This? How would you say this?
Tutankhamun.
What if the void in the pyramid is a trap that triggers a device that fills the universe with air?
We all die, man.
Hey, we're made by aliens. So
Shad is brilliant, dude.
Totally yeah, possible.
So how would you say this? What would you say this is right here?
I read the pronunciation of it. Tutankhamun.
That's Mun. That's Mun.
It's Moon.
How would you... What if it said Olivia before these three letters? How would you pronounce that?
Olivia Moon.
You would not, you big liar! Get out of here!
Vagina? What?
You tell me what that is, man. That's just...
Chat?
You just tell me what chat's
vagina!
Doing.
It's on my mind. Thought I'd share. Vagina.
But, so there you go, man. What do you think? What do you think's in there? Is it a giant killer air filler thingy?
Okay, now what's the whole...
What if it's all treasure, man?
What's the whole thing go down a little bit? That whole heat map looking thing.
Well, this is, I think, the measurement.
Is that from down?
Well, this is the number of muons. See?
I know, but what view am I looking at, man? Is it shot down from space? Like, am I looking at the top of the pyramid right here?
Know. You're looking at the part where the void
where
is.
Where the vagina is.
Look at the void part. I don't know that.
Gotcha.
I don't know how that works.
What's in there, man? They're going to go in there and they're going to find a mummy?
I mean, we all think it's treasure, right? But it's definitely just like another mummy,
well,
right?
They were all buried with their treasure,
Who
right?
was in the Great Pyramid of Giza? Maybe that's what we should ask.
Giza?
Yeah, isn't that what... Dude, why are you questioning everything?
I was going to say Giza's in there, man. That's not a question. That was my statement.
Oh.
But no, I'm pretty sure that's the town it's in, right?
Giza's not a thing. Yeah, that's the town, that's the area.
Oh, lordy.
It's the largest of the pyramids in the Giza Pyramid Complex, born in El Giza, Egypt. My friend and I compared things like, and we have a button in common.
Oh, God. Chat, you're funny.
You can't be funnier than us. That's against the law.
They're smarter than us. They can be funnier than us.
That's true. King's Chamber... From upper to lower, the chambers are known as Davison's, Wellington's, Nelson's, Lady Ambert's, Campbell's. It's believed that the compartments were invaded to safeguard the King's Chamber of Possibility. What was in it?
People don't know, man. They were looted.
What was in the Great Pyramid of Giza? This literally tells us nothing.
It's the void.
It's all about the void, dude.
Ugh.
But it's definitely
I don't
just
know if they know.
It's definitely just dirt and rocks, right? Like that's all it's
well,
gonna
I mean,
be.
It was supposed to be a tomb.
Also, how
tomb? Search that tomb. Don't know. Just don't say, dude. They don't know. They just found the void.
I mean, it could be something messed up in there. You know, like the king's. Like we saw the map. Like the king's chamber, the queen's chamber, all of that stuff. They have like roads going to it. Like
corridors, yep.
Yeah, I would assume that because roads. There's no roads going to the void.
Roads?
You can stick with it, all right? I'm committing. You can't mock me if I commit.
I'm mocking.
Okay? So because there's no roads going to it,
oh, God.
That would make me assume...
Tupac?
Tupac's in the chamber. That's exactly what it is. Chat called it, dude.
He's not dead.
He's in there.
He's just been chilling in that void.
He's Tupac and Elvis in
dude,
the
dude, he likes that vagina void, man. What
when
can
I found us. That was my Elvis.
Oh, God.
But seriously, like, that's you would think so that maybe, good. Like, you know, if there was just a horror movie,
mm-hmm.
like, the curse of the mummy would
there
be
hasn't been one
would
yet.
Be in this void, right?
That's a million-dollar idea right
because
there.
There's no corridors leading to it. So they obviously sealed it off permanently.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Right.
Like, there wasn't some dude who's like, oh, no, I forgot to build a road to the void.
It was like flesh-eating bugs are going to come.
Right, that's what the scarabs are, dude. You're right.
Yeah. Scarabs.
It's definitely Tupac.
Get out of here with your knowledge.
Dude, I love the mummy. Brendan Fraser version, not the Tom Cruise version.
Oh, man, the Tom Cruise. What are you talking about?
No, I don't
Tom
like.
Tom Cruise is the best, man. Anything he touches turns to gold.
Yep. I totally agree with you. Japanese firm gives non-smokers an extra 6 days of holiday to compensate for smokers' cigarette breaks.
Oh, wait, what?
A Japanese company is granting its non-smoking staff an additional 6 days of holiday a year
Agreed.
To make up for the time off that smokers take
I'm down.
For cigarette breaks. Marketing from Payala Inc. introduced a new paid leave allowance in September after non-smokers complained they were working more than their colleagues who smoked.
That should have been a thing from the get-go.
Hirotaka Masuyama. A spokesman for the company told The Telegraph one of our non-smoking staff put a message in the company suggestion box earlier in the year saying that smoking breaks were causing problems. Following suggestion, the company CEO, Takeo Asuka, decided to give non-smoking employees extra time off to compensate. Mr. Matsushima added, the matter has been taken seriously by the Tokyo-based company, which is reportedly based on the 29th floor of an office block, making any cigarette break last at least 15 minutes, according to staff. Mr. Asuka hopes the scheme will create an incentive for the company's staff to quit smoking. What do you think, man?
A fantastic idea.
I mean, that should be... Yeah, I mean,
1,000%.
Smokers obviously work less than non-smokers.
Okay.
And you can't... And for some reason, you can't be like, dude, you can't smoke.
Right.
Like, smoking is just as harmful and just as addictive as alcoholism would be, but I don't go out every 15 minutes to take a swig off my bourbon, all right? Like, that would be frowned upon. Smoking... Not so much.
Right. Mm-hmm. I completely agree. I worked at a bank, and they didn't allow smoke breaks, so I went on my actual breaks to smoke.
Gotcha.
When I did. But that's different.
How many of those did you get a day, though?
That was two.
Okay, and everyone got those?
And I got a lunch, and everybody got two 15s, 1:30.
Okay.
Or 1 hour, depending.
See, I feel like most offices, though, they're just like, you can go take a break whenever you need one. Like, especially in America.
Yeah, I was in a call center, so that's like...
Right, it's different. You had quotas. I'm but, like, there. every cubicle office I've ever worked in, like, I worked with a smoker every hour, he would go take a 10-minute smoke break.
And, yeah, that kind of adds up.
Yeah. It's 80 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
Be 400 minutes of a week.
An hour and 20 minutes.
It'd be 1,200 minutes a month. Yeah, that he's getting paid for. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I'm working during that time. It's not like I spend around doing nothing.
Fantastic.
I saw a thing on Reddit. People were saying that it is basically PR because their culture does not usually use their PTO anyway. Well, I agree with that. I mean, Japanese people usually work hard, and they don't take vacations, nor do they have sex, and which is why all their culture is pretty much dying off with all the elderly. That's a whole other thing. But yeah. But still, PR or not, if the PTO is there if people wanted to take it.
I don't get people that are like, yeah, work. That's my life. Not outside of it.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I know you don't. That's why you're an unsuccessful piece of crap.
Yeah. This is the Twitch streamer making no money here.
Hey, at least I'm working every day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Work the same days as you do.
Nope. I work Saturdays.
Do you?
I do.
No, you lazy fuck.
What?
Why not Sundays?
I do. It's called The Seth and Colby Show.
That's
I don't know if you've heard of it.
Work.
I literally stream every day.
I should get paid for this then.
You do. You made $6 from Fiction.
I made $3.
That's a good point.
And minus some change for the fucking fee.
Yeah, well, I can't handle the fees, man. Don't blame me for that, all right? You yell at these people. Yeah, see, Fiction, I defended you, man. I defended you. I want you to know that. I appreciate your money. Unlike Colby, who was mad that he couldn't get his hair cut tonight because he had to do the show.
I was, man.
I think he still is.
I sent you a fart emoji.
He did. And I was like, are you farting because you have to do your show? And
I don't know why. I'm lazy today.
I'm sorry, man.
It was just like, I don't talk.
Papa John's blames the NFL and Anthem protests for falling pizza sales.
Yeah, I saw this.
Do you think that maybe they're falling pizza sales just due to the fact that Papa John's is the worst pizza on the face of the planet? I'd rather eat a tree.
That's a lot of people's opinion.
I'd rather eat a baby diaper than eat Papa John's pizza.
Yeah, literally, I've ordered Papa John's before, and the only thing I've ordered from them has been two things of cheese bread.
Okay.
And made them deliver that shit.
Were you under the influence of any substances when this happened? That's weird.
That's the only thing I like from Papa John's. I hate their pizza. Can't stand it, but those fucking cheese sticks.
Also, Postmates and Uber Eats allow for delivery everything. That's very true. They just added Uber Eats in Wichita, by the way, where we live.
Do you watch Mr. Philip DeFranco, Gadgets? Because that's where I heard that shit from.
What?
Postmates. It's a sponsor for the Philip DeFranco show on YouTube.
It's a very famous company, though.
Yeah, it's not
Do you watch TV? Because that's where you heard of Apple.
It's not that popular.
You can't talk now, man.
Me. He's like, who?
Yeah, see, he doesn't watch that. He only watches us.
That's just some weird correlation.
Yeah, it's amazing you've heard of a brand.
Is that the guy from Spider-Man?
No, that's that's Jameson.
DeFranco.
James DeFranco? Is that what he means?
I get it.
I get jokes. But yeah, man, who cares about this?
Shroud?
I heard Postmates from Charlotte time. He partners all the time with them. See, this is where worlds collide.
Apparently, like, they're new.
I don't know who Philip DeFranco is, and he doesn't know who Shroud is. That's somehow why our show works.
Yeah, it's a news guy on YouTube. And,
okay.
And
Shroud is a streamer on Twitch.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't know what either, but you...
Literally, he talked about this story today, Mr. Papa John blaming NFL, and he was sponsored by Postmates today. I just thought it was a weird correlation. It's a Facebook thing. You saw a Facebook ad that I saw, that we both saw, but
Gadget,
we didn't.
Gadget, are you listening to us everywhere? Every time we talk, are you here? I don't know, man. I just... Like, Papa John's sucks. Like, I don't know anyone who would choose Papa John's over another pizza company. Like, I know people out there that like Domino's better than Pizza Hut. I know people out there that like Pizza Hut better than Domino's. Like,
I like Domino's better than Pizza Hut.
Yeah, but do you like Papa John's better than Pizza Hut? I mean, in the pyramid, like, of good food, it's not a pyramid, it's a ranking. Like, Papa John's is always at the bottom.
Yeah.
I feel like. Like, you only eat Papa John's if it's, like, brought to your office, you know? Mm-hmm. Like...
And nobody ever gets Papa
John's. Yeah, I don't know who eats Papa... I don't know anyone who eats Papa John's. I hated my family. I would order them Papa John's. That's exactly what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Dude, get an ad blocker. I have an ad blocker.
Maybe what are you saying?
Yeah, what ad do you see?
What are you saying?
Maybe he's talking about in general, like, for you, maybe?
Maybe.
Because you see ads.
Just mine. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, regardless.
It's a Papa John's sponsored
sucks.
Video.
Papa John's sucks.
Can't
and
cut out his
the NFL has nothing to do with Papa John's sucking. Like, their pizza sucks. That's Poochie, dude. Don't judge.
Why isn't this one on your thing?
What thing? The bed?
Up there.
Because he's not a Tsum Tsum. He's an amiibo.
Oh. Why do they look very similar?
Because that's from Yoshi's Woolly World, and so those amiibos are made of yarn. Because the aesthetic of Yoshi's Woolly World is that everything is made of wool and yarn. Why are you mocking me when I am explaining to you what you asked? She's like, you're mad at me for answering your question.
I am. You piece of shit.
He saw an ad of Facebook.
Who saw an ad on what?
I don't know. I'm confused.
I made a joke about Facebook.
You've confused me.
It was a callback.
Oh, that was our last story. Oh, we also have this one, but I don't really want to talk about politics. I feel like you already did it, so.
Yeah.
What do you want to do, dude? Want to end?
Yeah, it's getting about that time.
It is. We've been like an hour and, you know.
Getting about that time. So.
Play the ending song here.
The grid.
Can we talk? Oh, hold on, chat. One second. Is Colby a gamer? You guys don't seem like people who'd hang out, but I've had friends like that. Yeah, me and Colby, like, never hang out. I literally see him because of this show.
We hang out every other weekend when you can.
Barely.
You have a child.
Yeah.
That you hang out with.
He's here right now. I still see you here.
Yeah. I mean, that's because there's a show scheduled for the specific time.
Yeah, and?
Typically, I've never hung out with you when you had your kid.
Uh-huh.
Because you want to focus on being a dad and shit. So.
I don't think I've ever said those words in my life.
Once. Like, way long ago when you were super drunk. But no, I am not a gamer.
No, he tried.
Not by any definition.
He tried, but he did. He bought Destiny, played it one day, and never played
games,
it again.
No video games, no phone games.
He took my copy of The Witcher 3, never gave it back.
Damn games, I have it. I mean, yeah. I didn't throw it away.
Right, but you still haven't given it. Like, you're never going to play it, which is
if you
ridiculous.
Want it back,
shame.
I'll bring it to you.
It's a shame. When you get an affiliate, I don't know, man. Hopefully soon. Hopefully
spam
soon.
Twitch and be like, the Seth
don't,
and Colby show needs
don't
sponsor.
Do that. I don't think that'll make them want to give us an affiliate.
I would totally make them
no.
want to.
If someone spams you, love me. Are
I
you
would
gonna
love them.
No. Yeah, give out your phone number right now. Let people spam you.
316.
Let's hear it.
768-7432.
You just made that up. Problem is, I don't know your phone number, so I don't know if you made it up or not.
See,
some
don't.
Person's gonna get spammed, though.
You that? Don't.
Very sad.
I was this close to giving away my Google Voice number.
I mean, that would ring your phone, though. It's the same thing.
Very close. But, yeah, that is why I didn't.
I mean, you know what? I'm not going to say it because I'd blow up your spot.
Yeah, don't dox me, man.
But, like, I mean, if people just Google you, they're gonna find all that stuff.
No. Right? Changed it on my website.
I don't feel like you did.
I did.
So if I go right now, your phone number's not on there?
Well, one of them's on there.
But they do ring your phone.
But not the actual number.
But they do ring your phone.
No.
If someone called that phone number, it would ring your phone.
Nope.
It would. It would totally do that. But don't do that, Chad. He'd, especially late at night.
It would not do that.
You did this to yourself.
I'm going to need to put on Do Not Disturb now.
Oh, that's funny.
You that's funny, me, man. Way to go.
Well, you kind of did it to yourself.
You did it to me.
You literally asked people to spam you.
You could have dropped it. You did.
Here's what I want to talk about real quick before we leave, Chad.
Remember, rewind the tape. You did.
This horrible song right here that I play every Halloween, our stupid Halloween spook song. Halloween spooks outside my window. Okay. Like, we played that song and this song, The Grid. All right. Both songs at length last episode. All right. YouTube flagged Halloween spooks for copyright over The Grid. And I don't know what that means in the grand scheme of life. I just feel really bad for Jeff Bridges that he lost out on like 2 cents or whatever he'd get.
And Daft Punk too. Pretty big names.
Right. To Halloween spooks. How is that even copyrighted?
Dude, that's from 1960.
That's like copywriting folded up trash.
That's ridiculous.
Like, you can't copyright garbage, can you?
Folded up trash.
Like, it's just, it's barely respectable garbage.
What do you think the iPhone 10 is? Ah, knee slapper.
You got him, man.
Oh, I did.
You got him.
I did.
You got him, dude. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening today, putting up with my amazing questions about space and Colby's rage about being here. It's a whole thing. We'll be back Sunday afternoon, hopefully with less bad internet. Sunday, 2 o'clock Central Time, twitch.tv/SaidTheColby. If you're listening on audio, come check us out. We'd love it. If you follow us, we'd appreciate that as well. We'll see you guys on Sunday. Thanks for listening today on Thursday, our 7 o'clock on Thursday episode. What do we do? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/SaidTheColby. Colby's going to post dank memes. All week long.
All week.
He's going to do it. Twitter.com/SaidTheColby. The video on demand at youtube.com/SaidTheColby. And the audio version on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Get those links at SaidTheColby.com. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for watching, guys. Bye-bye.